Riders, Rangers, and Rambles. Chagrin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is Jedimon.
Hello and welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, episode 40.
What the fuck is a P-Dub?
I know, right?
I don't know,
I swear,
man.
It was Pidgey, god damn it.
It was a fucking Pidgey, and then they're like, oh, it's P-Dub. I'm like,
I used to be good at this game.
I'm like,
they had the first three letters, right?
Drops whatever that was noise.
It's a Sasori Medaru.
Medaru. Oh, yes. My package is in customs.
It's not a P-Dub.
Which package is in customs?
The Ami Ami. Beep one.
Oh, god damn it. I have to go pick up mine as soon as possible then.
It's in L.A. All right, that's it. I'm getting a flight to L.A. See you guys later.
Does yours normally go through L.A.?
I never get EMS or tracking, so I have no idea.
Okay, well, that's good. We'll do the podcast thoughts again. It'll be fine.
Even when I do tracking, I don't check it because I always forget. I think there's actually tracking on my Oki package, but right. Anyway.
You just got a peek into our personal lives.
Our site exists again.
Yes. We're back. The Dinosaurs movie. We're back.
I love that movie.
I love that movie. Yeah,
me too.
It had Walter Cronkite.
love.
It had dinosaurs.
Dude, they were adorable dinosaurs.
They had big heads and little arms.
wasn't the big T-Rex one John Goodman?
I think so, yeah.
In some circles.
He's a fun guy.
He's all big and jiggly.
This chapter is going to be called "There's Nothing Jiggly in the Univer Region."
He shops at Boomart.
This chapter shall be titled "We're Back."
Yep.
I don't know what that was.
We're back—a Shuquin Shinobi story.
Well, that was a very tiny burp, and I'm very embarrassed now.
Okay, so hopefully
those chicks on Tosh burp better than you.
I know. I think that's a bad thing.
It was so hot. Oh.
Ew.
Brought back good memories. Oh.
My god. Dated a gaseous midget.
Yeah, and it was fantastic.
Just like a little stink bomb running around with you.
And it was funny.
It's like walking around with Danny DeVito. Wait a minute. He's taller.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
I don't know. This is like the worst podcast ever by professional standards. We just started going.
Oh, God. We're... Okay, what's happening? Okay, we were trying to get into the ones up, one ups, I think, weren't we?
Yeah.
I was trying to get in my onesie, okay. But it didn't work.
So, onesie's time.
I hope I have a need for those soon. Oh, go Brian.
Oh my god.
Go Brian. So, it's not your birthday yet.
I don't really remember anything. all my memories. My memories guy.
You got your memories back.
I did. So, hey. The entirety of Sound Capsule Guy Memory Set 6 is now here, including and because
oh, we know you have them, faggot.
Sorry, faggot.
So that got here, and then the next day I got this little guy. He doesn't make noise, so you're just gonna deal with that.
We've
That's noise enough.
It's Kujaku Kandroid, and he's adorable, and he's my best friend.
Oh, Kevin, we've been replaced by a tiny bird.
I know. We've been replaced by a peacock.
He said cock, and it was funny. Peacock.
So, I recorded everything that I need to record, so it's just a matter of when shit's going up. I honestly...
Oh, God, I'm bored.
So, yeah, that's really about it.
It's about all. Is it my turn? Or
yeah, I don't got anything else.
Well,
Oh.
Three O's.
God.
H-L fucking J. I'm going to use the remainder of my one-ups to...
Your time's already expired, actually. You put
I don't give a fuck.
I'm sorry.
So I thought I had a Mobirits and a Keyset 1 as well as a Metal Holder with these fucks.
And I thought I had a Metal Holder and a Keyset 1.
And they're all like, LOL, no. So now my entire order is on back order. And it's just so goddamn stupid that I don't comprehend why they don't have, like, an inventory system. Like, don't take orders that you can't fill. That's not how... It's different if your supply gets cut. Like, they say you're going to get such and such amount, and then they say, oh, well, no. Like, what happens to CS Toys all the time?
Like, you're going to get 20, and they send you 10.
Yeah.
For example.
That's a different case, but I highly doubt that happens with someone as big as HLJ.
But see, that's stupid anyway, because if they get shortchanged, they should still... The people who ordered should still be promised one, and not the little 7-year-old that just went on there and ordered it because they happened to click ship quicker.
Yeah. Because, like, I noticed that they went back up for order... It was an order stop thing, so I know they didn't get stock yet. But they took some more orders sometime last night. So I swear to God, if I don't have one by then, if this shit happens again, there will be hell to pay, because this is stupid. Like, at least with AmiAmi, when you buy something on pre-order, you know you're going to get it. I've never had anything happen with AmiAmi to where I didn't get something.
Yeah, and if they think that they might not be able to get it, they email you and scare
the shit out. Tell you, like, look, we want you to know we may not be able to get this, but we're going to keep you updated, and we're going to try and get it as best we can.
Yeah.
And then like, they, oh, okay, thank you for your concern.
Because they did that for Tyranoranger, because they didn't know how many they were going to get. And then they realize that they're going to get just as many as any other one that they got. They're like, oh, we'll be okay. I'm like, thank you, AmiAmi.
But it's pretty stupid.
Thank you for being polite.
HLJ just leaves you in the dark. And then they send an email saying, yeah, we can't fill this, lulz. So I sent them an email saying that I didn't like them. And
a quote-unquote angry email.
Well, I was saying that, like, I'm a toy reviewer and I make money off of it, and now I can't make money because I couldn't get toys from you, so...
So it looks like I'm eating
ramen. Have they replied?
What?
Have they replied?
No, that's what I was so excited when the email went off earlier.
Oh.
He went off on his email earlier, folks.
Oh, God, but mine says back order two of these fuckers.
That's what mine says. It says we'll ship in 4 to 6 weeks. I'm like, well, fuck you, too.
LOL, no.
I'll have Gokaiho by then.
Set 2 will be out by then. The rate they're going.
Speaking of, I pre-ordered Gokaiho.
He caved.
He'll be shipping in March.
Hint, hint, he's not the only one.
That was a gasp. So,
anyway, I hate HLJ. I don't think...
HLJ.
Unless, like, they respond in, like, a method that's like, oh, we're sorry, you can have everything you want ever. Then I'm not going to get anything from them ever.
Unless it's an emergency. Oh, wait, they still won't fill my order then.
Yeah, I tweeted that.
That was great, I know. I was like,
unless it's an emergency, because I was trying to cover my ass, because I always lie. And then I was like, oh, wait, they won't fill my order then either, so it don't really matter.
Silly Hedgel. If this wasn't called 1-Ups, this chapter would be called HL fucking J. The J is fucking, not silent, it's fucking.
No, he should just take 1-Ups part 1 and then have, like, separate out the HLJ part.
Okay. Okay.
His own chapter. Just so we can have a chapter title back.
Now we'll just call this one 1-Ups Back to Action. Okay. So, yeah. We talked about all our epic Gokaiger shopping last week, right? Yeah. Because we had to wait for Kevin to go over it.
I didn't even have any fucking HLJ... God damn it, I don't care anymore.
HJU!
HL whatever, I don't...
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
I meant to say Gokaiger shopping, and I said HLJ shopping.
Okay, I also caved in order to Gokaiho.
Can't shop at HLJ.
Because I may or may not have seen an awesome Gokaiger episode where the Gokaiho was awesome. I'm like, must buy.
I mean, that was so cool.
I know, I'm like, oh my god, I have to buy this now. I have a problem. I see something shiny and new, and I want it.
I just want to mention that you guys made fun of me for pre-ordering one.
I made fun of everyone.
You know what? It's more so the fact that you had bought $800 worth of stuff from Mandarake previous to that purchase, and then made your AmiAmi order even more ridiculous, but that is why I was laughing. Not so much at the thought of actually getting one.
Well, either way.
Anyway, so I bought that. I don't think anybody else... Have we really bought anything else from AmiAmi this week? I don't think they put anything up. Beep.
No, they have. I've been checking constantly on all pages. real and otherwise, and there's been no updates to anything.
And raises up defense shield. HLJ filled my order. And they got me a metal holder. They're throwing cabbage. I can't make a cabbage throwing noise because I don't know how. But so they filled that. They haven't shipped it yet, though, as far as I know.
And they're probably not going to fill it anymore. They're going to take your money and run.
But my
Soundout was talking earlier that, like, he got EMS on his O's Tato Ba figure.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it took him, like, a week after they said they shipped it to actually ship it.
Yeah, they're retarded over there. EMS is, like, Sal, and Sal over there is, like, Super Sal. And now we're not talking about the Turbo Sal, which is a secret option in the CS menu that you get if you press the screen with your penis. And then the menu drops down and says Turbo Sal.
That's how I get it.
Yes, exactly.
I thought that was just for me doing fun time with the screen.
Odd.
Well, I put her picture up there, no.
Oh, God. And then I threw up, and because it was like a stink bomb. But so other than that, nothing else. Just my giant Ami Ami box beep, fuck, has shipped. And it's in LA Customs. If you couldn't already know, or didn't already know, couldn't, I don't know what I'm saying. And I got my order filled, and I'm sorry. And I paid off Pokemon Black and White today, and I got my DS changed to blue, so now we're matching. And when the GameStop girl asked why I changed it, I said, because I have to match, because we're a fucking tripod.
Just like midgets are.
Ugh. Oh, God. Now every time I see her, I'm going to see Mini-Me with a wig.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
I shall call it Mini-Mig. God damn it. What is up with all these fuckers in Doctor Who? Really?
I don't know.
You need to stop. It cannot go in the double driver. You people are insane.
Doesn't GameStop girl like Doctor Who? You should go ask her what the deal is.
I don't know.
You need to get her to watch more Chuck.
I tried. She said no. I'm done.
How does she not want to watch
Chuck? I don't know. I'm like, okay, I'm writing you off. You're not watching Chuck. And then she gives me a poster. I'm like, damn it, stop being nice. How can you want to watch Zoids instead of Chuck? I'm just saying. Chuck is better than everything ever. Chuck is life.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Alright, let's move on to the news.
I got... What came in? Eternal came in.
What came?
He's still going. Ew, my Candy Twin Metals came in. Daiboken came in. My Oki package came in. Max Oja came in. And the Ami Ami box attempted to get here.
He's still going.
Nobody was
he's
home.
Still going.
So I have to get that. Wait for Epic V-Log. Where I have like one box to open. Oh, wait, I mean like 50.
You're the reason we don't get donations.
We really need your help for money. And then, all right. Anyway, here's this $500 box.
It's not my fault. What do you mean I'm the reason?
That V-Log alone will guarantee that we never get donations ever.
I don't pay you people.
You still owe me $30.
No, I don't. I paid you.
In your dreams.
Do you remember when I paid you?
No, I don't.
Well, I paid you. I remember paying you. So, that's what we're going with. Nope. I paid you. And I watched Chuck yesterday and it was epic. There was just hot chicks everywhere.
And Karina was naked and Morgan's like, oh my God, you're in my Star Wars sheets and I want those sheets now.
Yeah, partially because Karina was in them, partially because they're Star Wars.
It's like 50-50.
Yeah, it's win-win. And what else? I don't think anything else happened. Just all these boxes keep coming to my house and I keep trying to hide from them. And... I'm pretty sure Oki works out because the box is like heavy as hell. And what else? Max Oja is freaking huge.
That's what she said.
It is what she said. That's why she kept saying ow.
Why is the Red Robin, Little Red Riding Hood movie creepy?
I don't know, but I saw that trip commercial too and I got scared out of my mind. Like,
I'm never going back to my childhood again.
I know. Then goes to Power Ranger toys.
Sees Billy. No, it's not me.
You're right. He's not as gay. let's see what else. I think that's it.
Wait,
Axel Trial and Dark Kiva fell over when I turned the fan on the other day, and I still haven't picked him up yet. They're in timeout.
Kim, you forgot yesterday you did this.
Okay.
And Brian left me alone with it, and I was scared.
Oh, I got those three Rider medals from CS Toys, the Fang Joker and the Blade King and
Rising Why is it King? God damn it, she just made it regular. Fuckers.
And they shipped. So now the box is on its way. Yay.
And he included a Gombright card. Yay. Oh, wait.
I'm better than Shuki.
That's just a thank you card.
I'm better than Shuki. I paid more to AmiAmi at one time than he did.
Beep. Wait,
how does that make me better again? I forget.
I forget.
So I think that's all for my ones ups.
This is ramble time. Oh, wait. I skipped 8 steps again. Damn it. Brian?
What?
Oh, where'd you go?
Nowhere. I'm playing Angry Birds.
Bastard. Angry Birds. He's
playing Angry Birds with his degree.
Tosh played real-life Angry Birds, and he cut someone's head open, and then I laughed at him and his much fortune. Much fortune.
Yep. Then I saw some creepy guy who loves Selena Gomez. A lot.
His name was... You Beep.
No, Selena Gomez is a girl, and not that underage.
Whatever. Right.
So anyway, news.
Yeah.
Nudes? Okay.
Nudes. We got some nudes.
We have some nudes? Oh, fuck yes, Karina and Amy and the other girl who got a weird name.
My little midget? Yay.
Oh, God. Then Karina just kicked her off. Get the fuck out of Castle.
Oh.
Brian's just waiting.
So, Thomas should feature.
You're in your room, damn it.
Yeah. Tamashii Features Volume 2 at Akihabara was this weekend. Osaka's this coming weekend. And then there's one
coming.
Then there's one in Taiwan at the beginning of March. So, I don't know whether there'll be anything new at Osaka or Taiwan. We'll have to see. But there really wasn't, if you're just collecting Rider stuff, there really wasn't anything new.
Yeah, we put on our Stormtrooper armor, we got our bulletproof shields and our water guns, and we hid in the trenches, and then came to discover only one water balloon was thrown at us.
And it was a very obvious one. So, as far as things people haven't seen in person yet, the only things that were new there were Shadow Moon, which we've seen from those...
What's all the hubbub about Shadow Moon?
I don't know. Don't know, man. I don't know. So, that was there. Taja Adore was there. And then the new figure of the show was Birth.
Happy birthday!
He looks really, really cool. I think it's kind of matte finish. I don't know if that'll actually show
sex.
Up in the...
I want to have sex
in the final product, but it looks really nice.
I am matte finish.
No, you're not.
I could be.
Brian's friends with him on Facebook, you know.
So, those are three new figures, I guess, even though we got Taja Adore in pre-order already, but...
Because you don't. That was mean, and I'm not sorry.
Okay. And then also, Tatoba was there, Gatakiri Ba, La Torata, Sagozo.
La Toratar.
New Deno Strikeform Trilogy, Garo, Shinken Red, Shinken Blue, Shinken Green were all there, even though none of that is new, so yeah.
And there was many, many meta jobbers to go around.
Yep.
And Dawson was happy.
Sorry.
So, taking a quick look at some other lines, there's a bunch of new figure arts there for things that aren't Rider. There was three new Precure things, another second form of Kazuma from Scryde.
Pinzuck Kazuma. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one.
Some little kid from Doraemon or something. I've never actually seen Doraemon. I mean, I know who he is, I just never seen anything, so I have no idea. It's some kid.
I've never seen anything. Brian's secretly blind, but yet somehow he still does toy reviews. I don't know. It's some kind of magic.
It is. It's magic.
I am magic.
This Tokuto Tsunashi character from Star Driver. I have no idea what Star Driver is, to be honest.
It's about people that drive stars for a living.
But we'll get more into that later. And then Wild Tiger from this Tiger and Bunny show. It's such a stupid name, but these designs are cool.
Sorry, could you repeat that? A Tiger and Bunny show?
The show's called Tiger and Bunny.
I love Tiger and Bunny.
And, like, the main character thing is Wild Tiger, and I assume there's a bunny somewhere in there, too.
Tiger Zord.
But, power I mean, up. It looks cool. I have no idea what it's about. It's made by Sunrise, so... I don't know. It looks like some guy in a suit or a robot or something. I don't know. I didn't do my research.
For everyone.
But anyway, that was it for figure arts. So, hopping over to figure at Zeros, there was...
Hopping.
I don't know if there was anything else on display besides these, but there was a little tiny figure at Zero area with four oddly dressed women, all from Star Driver. So,
I'm an oddly dressed woman.
I wrote their names down. Scarlet Kiss, Professor Green. Something that starts with
an I. No, that's Gokai Green, buddy.
And then President, that's true. And I don't know. They're really strange and they kind of creep me out, but whatever. So, Robot Damashi.
Robot Damashi.
Robot Damashi.
The coolest thing was Wing Zero Custom from Gundam Wing Endless Waltz. Gundam Wing is easily probably. I'm so good at this. Like the most popular Gundam franchise in the States. So seeing that's awesome. I'll probably be getting that one just because I like Wing so much. But
well, you do tend to do things correctly, so
yeah, I do things. I always do things correctly. And Mark Sane, maybe, I don't know how to say those. It's another Fafner.
Faf.
You guys laugh at everything. Christ.
I'm sorry.
Because you
funny.
Talk like a retard.
His name's Faf.
Fafner. I mean something in German, I think.
Well, that's even more disgusting.
And for some reason, there's a Doraemon Robot Damashi release. Even though I don't think Doraemon's a robot, but...
Whoa.
I don't know. He's there. And then three different colored copy robots, the main one being released in May, I think. But there are some other Gundams there. The Doraemon Mecha thing was there, but those are all old. Here's the section that actually took most of my money. D-Arts.
Yes! Darts! I'm going to play some darts.
So we've got a really cool picture of Metabee. Metabots. Really excited for it. Metabots was fucking awesome.
More Metabots. More power. So, well, we have one, so we don't have very much power yet.
But he has all these effect parts that I don't think are going to come with him, but they look really cool.
But he's still awesome, and I want to make sex with him.
Okay.
I already did.
You don't even know who Metabee is.
And then,
nope.
Next up is a figure that caused a lot of debate about whether it's two figures or one figure with multiple parts. I don't know. But Beelzemon, Beelzebumon for Japanese people, but either will be in two separate releases with his normal form and his blaster form, or there'll be pieces that come with him to change him into his blaster form, since the only difference is he has wings and he gains a giant cannon. So, I mean, that's easy to do with a part switch, so whatever. He looks really awesome. His bike's there,
wheelchair did a part switch.
So will you shut up?
Brian's testy tonight.
He's got his fucking bike. And then there's a Diaboromon that doesn't look like it moves. It might be a figure at Zero or D-Art Zero. I don't know, but it don't look like it's moving. Unless his arms are made out of, like, bendy shit.
That'd be awesome.
It would be kind of cool. That was what I thought of when I see him. Like, maybe his arms are bendy.
The awesome destroy. Willis.
Bendy.
Go back, bro.
Go back to the beginning. Slice his head.
That wasn't Diaboromon. What are you talking about?
Well, he was part of it. It was his voice. Remember?
I don't know.
They were fused because they were like, I don't know. That movie was confusing. It was three movies in one. They were smushed together, and then they added, like, impression that I get, and I don't know. And that rubber song, I don't know.
So, arguably the coolest figure that was on display, Gallantmon.
Yes, Gallantmon! Gallantmon! It's his voice.
Otherwise known as Dukemon, everyone's favorite rumor reporter.
His real name is Gallantmon. Yeah. Check Gallantmon's blog. What?
So he looks really, really sharp. I'm not talking about his little
hands. He does.
Thing.
Just awesome. Lance. It's a name. Pick someone's name after a weapon. Imagine if they need someone's sword.
And then they also had this cool thing with War Greymon and Black War Greymon with his giant fireball.
Yeah, that was really badass. Cool. I want to pre-order the giant fireball.
And two Mega Man fans, there wasn't one on display, but apparently there was a little sign that said that they're working on Zero, so...
He couldn't make it, but his publicist put a sign up.
He was stuck on the train, and he was late. So they just... He got swine flu, so they needed to have a cardboard cutout.
Actually, since it's Japan, what happened is he coughed and seemed to have symptoms of a common cold, so they rushed him to the hospital immediately into the emergency room.
Put a little mask on his face.
I know, they freak out. Oh my god, you got the cold. Get the fuck away from me. I'm gonna die. You know, they have medicines. You could sell Dayquil over there.
You can make a fortune.
I know, right?
As for Chibi Arts, sadly there was no Rider stuff. I kind of wanted Chibi Axel to go with Cyclone Joker, but whatever.
Oh. Isn't it Chibi Hard Game?
Yes.
I thought you'd want a Chibi Fang Joker.
Oh, that'd be a
boner. Or a Chibi Joker. I want a Chibi Joker.
Fuck yeah, they could use the same fucking mold, too. It'd be awesome.
Dark Shoutzer was my Joker.
So anyway, there was five new Precure-related Chibi Arts, so they can go fuck themselves. Ultra Act, I know nothing about Ultraman, but apparently new shit, there was Evil Tiga, Tiga Power Tiga. Type, Mirror Knight, and Glenfire.
Glenn. Try to be here and have your name
it's
seriously.
It's like Gurrenfire, but it's romanized as Glenfire, I guess. I don't know. I was just going off wiki.
Glenn's funny. What's your superhero name? Glenn. Your kitchen counter's clean.
And then they're finally making, for all you Godzilla fans, a line of
Godzilla.
Godzilla figures that aren't Revoltech.
Technically, due to international copyright laws, it isn't. Nobody finished it.
I don't remember the rest of it.
But let's run like it is Godzilla.
Run like it's Godzilla.
There.
We killed Brian again.
Shingles.
Fuck, laugh at anything.
So there was four figures shown. Godzilla burning Godzilla.
Gojira?
That's Godzilla with an STD.
Redder Malton, Sidney Poitier,
Mogira,
and Robert Smith of the Cure.
I don't know what Mogira is. And Super Mecha Godzilla. He's all mecha.
Mecha Streisand?
What about Barbara Streisand?
Babura, Babura.
God.
I remember that
too. Podcast is so random. Forget Sunny with a Chance. This show is so random.
Streisand. Oh.
Ow.
Brian, how do you hear yourself sitting in your chair? Don't know what's going on anymore. I'm scared.
I don't either.
And I'm scared.
Cyber Gundam's blog has a lot of pictures from this video.
And Kevin's still talking in the background. Don't even start with the Cinelink Victor's
thing. You can look at those if you want more pictures than the ones I put on the page, so...
Sidney Poitier, Sidney Poitier.
So, I'll move into the next thing, and then we can talk about Tamashii features as a whole.
Bang it.
Crank it. Close your eyes.
Crank it.
Close your eyes and crank it.
Damn it, Undercover Boss is so unrealistic. And I said it right this time and didn't say Undercover Brother. I love that movie.
I love that movie. It's a fantastic movie.
So, last year they had this thing where you could type in, like, three of your favorite characters that you wanted to be turned into figure arts. And then they had a list. They took that and narrowed it down to 30.
And Ryan's write-in was Jesus.
At the show, you can
vote. I say figure arts Jesus deluxe set.
Narrowed it down to, that would be awesome. And they narrowed it down to 10 from there. So,
the changeable hands, half of them have holes in them.
I want Jesus to be the American version of Hibiki.
Indeed.
Indeed. Oh, that was so awful.
That was pretty awful, but I laughed anyway.
I don't get blamed, so whatever.
Such a bad joke, Dawson.
No one can tell me and Kevin apart.
Shut up, Billy.
So we got our top 10 lists for...
Shut up, Shaggy.
Figure arts.
Oh, zoinks. And
Domashi.
Brian's trying as hard as he can to not laugh and continue with the news. It's not working. So, Machine. I'm sorry. God. Because you're like, duh, and then you stop laughing, and you try to start again, so you should have been like, mushy. God. I'm going to be quiet now. Stop, you're making it worse.
So anyway, our figure arts list is Tekkaman Blade. I only know who he is because of the versus Juice Capcom reports. Game. Gavin.
Gavin!
That's a sheriff.
Gavin's the guy from Drake and Josh.
His theme song is
Figure Arts Gavin. Yes, he can look like a dead pigeon, and the hair, and the Premiere vest. Oh fuck yes!
His theme song is sung by the O's driver.
Is it?
Yep.
I didn't remember that from Drake and
Josh. Gavin.
Figure Arts Crazy Steve.
Number three is Master Asia, which already has a prototype, so I don't see why he deserves to be on this list.
They're making a figure out of a continent.
Yes,
it's going to have but lots.
Apparently all the G Gundam fanboys are keep begging them to make Master Asia, so whatever, I don't
keep
know.
Banging them?
Number four is Graham Acker from Gundam 00. Or 00, I don't know how it is, but whatever, I don't know who he is. Zero from Code Geass. I may get him because Code Geass is cool, but I don't know. Six, Gridman, otherwise known as Servo.
Yes!
For you Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad fans.
Let's Samurai! Samurai.
Matt Lawrence.
Let's Samurai's, guys. Yes.
Brotherly it's love.
Sean's brother.
Seven is Metalder, otherwise known as Ryan Steele.
Metalder!
Now I don't know what he's otherwise known as. Thanks.
Trooper Transform.
I know, but what about the...
What?
Trooper Transform. Claudia Zakara.
Number eight was Deno Climax Form.
Yes! No, that's a choke climax.
I'm always at a climax.
No, everything I keep reading just says Climax Form, even though I thought Choke Climax Form made the list.
Sometimes you have a climax, sometimes you have a super climax.
Just I know, right? That's what used to happen. Oh, I'm not even going to go there.
Nine was Dekamaster.
Dekamaster! Dekamaster Bunkin!
Which just makes me all sorts of excited.
Doogie!
And ten Doogie. Was Utopia Dopant.
Yeah. Utopia!
Getting out of rounds of important Dopants.
Important Dopants.
So, I could go for at least half that list, so I can deal with it.
I want to figure out.
I was very upset they did not have SH Figure Arts Weird Al Yankovic with accordion and.
There's no Figure Arts Spencer and Crazy Steve dual pack since they're making Gavin. They should also make a Eric and Craig dual pack.
Yep.
Just, and we also need SH Figure Arts Mr. Feeny.
Oh, Feeny! Oh, that was a new one.
I love that show.
Me too.
Looking at the figure at zero list makes me laugh.
Lol.
I forgot there was more lists.
Our first place for figure at zero was Kopei Sama from Heartcatch Precure. Sorry, Mom, you're not getting it.
Stop by writing.
Brian enjoys things named hard.
Two was Himura Kenshin from Rurouni Kenshin, which I'm currently reading the manga of.
For you.
I'd get that one. Three is CC, otherwise known as C2 from Code Geass. I would put.
Oh, I thought it was Chicken Chewy.
CC Lemon?
Yes. Four is Ronka Lee from Macross Frontier. I have no idea. It's some chick. Five is Char from Mobile Suit Gundam. Six
Charles.
Is Zerul from Evangelion, the 10th Angel. So I'd get that one too because I'm obligated. Seventh is Suguru Kaneko from Kaneko Man, which was Ultimate Muscle here in the U.S.
Ultimate Muscle!
So, yeah. Eight is Master Asia again. I guess they figure if they're not going to get a figure at Master Asia, they should at least get a figure at Zero or something. I don't really...
They will get him one way or another.
But they're fucking determined.
H.L. fucking J.
Nine is the Crocodile from One Piece. I had no idea who that is.
I want it to be Crocodile figure.
And ten is probably the coolest one, Skull Man from Skull Man. So you can pose Skull... Well, you can't really pose Skull Man, but you can set him next to Skull and... You can be like homage and source of homage. I don't
homage. Know. I want actually a figure art of Volkoff, and I want him to come with ice cream. Tiny weapon standoff kit.
That'd be awesome. Tiny weapon standoff.
And kids will love him.
And real quick for the Robot Domichi list, since I don't know any of these. Gene Bot from Ultraman Zero. That would be an Ultra Act, I think. I don't know why that's here, but Might Gain from Might Gain. Don't know what that is either.
Some Phil kind Bine of cleaning product
from Aura Battler Dunbine. New Gundam from Char's Counterattack. Zeta Gundam from Zeta Gundam.
I think he's speaking a different language.
Black Selena from Nadesco.
Selena Kyle's cat.
No, that guy loves Selena Gomez, not that one.
I was waiting for that. Dygarde from Dygarde. Lasner from Blue Comet. Lasner. And Gurren Lagann from Gurren Lagann.
Dr. Lasner.
I saw most of those coming, so. Good on this joke thing.
Coming.
So.
Sorry, it was too far, I guess.
So, yeah.
You came too far? I had that happen before.
Always come quickly, just far. Like Charles Carmichael. Oh, wait, that's Kevin.
So, thoughts
not quick, my friend.
Thoughts on the show, and what figures out of these lists are you excited about? What would you like to see on the list, etc., etc.?
Tekamasta! I think he likes Tekamaster. In that case, they need to make a Magi Shine figure art. Ghostly Knight. I want to see Ghostly Knight really badly.
Yeah, he made the top 30 list, so...
He would make a fantastic figure art.
He would.
And from what I remember, the top 30 list, I would have liked to see Ghostly Knight on there. I would have liked to see Blue Beat on there.
Blue Beat gets me turned on.
I want a... What? Blaster Beetleborg figure art.
Yeah, I don't think he was on the list.
We're already getting Psycho-Zo.
Well, I know, but that'd be cool to have a Blight Blaster Beetleborg figure. I want a Flabber figure art.
Flabber. Figure art to Frabber.
Frabber. And they spell it funny because they can't spell English over there.
Get Beetleborgs over there?
I have no idea.
I hope not.
Those poor people.
They probably would have gone around killing themselves if they did. They took B-Fighter and turned it into this. Cuts wrist.
Cuts wrist. But I mean, I'm excited for Gridman, Metalder, Climax Form, Dekamaster, Utopia. I'm okay with most of the figure arts list except for the two
Gavin,
Gundam
pretty
releases.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen anything with Gavin or a suit in it. So, I mean, I'm not like super excited, but I'd probably get it just to support the whole Metal Heroes figure arts thing.
Yeah, plus there's so few of them in general, it'd be a simple thing to collect.
Yeah.
That's what we always say.
But yeah, Ghost at Night would be nice. But yeah, I enjoy Deca Master. And then we can get like, they can make Magic Shine and can put them next to each other and go, look, it's the same person.
Drop to for Ghost at Night! Yes!
We need to start that Facebook page. Jerry Trainer for Gokai Red. He'd have the perfect dirt face. No, wait, he could probably fit the animations for Gokai Green pretty well.
Oh, God,
they'll make him a funny character. It'd be awesome.
And then who else was on that list that I'd like to see that we didn't mention? I don't know. Birth looked cool. I actually was expecting to see more. One figure I was disappointed not to see was G3 Mild.
Oh, I know. I heard about him.
I heard rumors that they were going to release him, and he's my favorite Kamen Rider ever. So I was really disappointed that they didn't even show a prototype for that.
I know. I took Dawson's joke again. And
bastard.
And I just thought of how funny it would be for G3 Mild to be someone's favorite rider.
Are you making fun of me?
Yes.
But I'm actually surprised we didn't see more of the things that we saw at the last show.
They were bored. Yeah, because, I mean, they could have showed off Saga. They could have showed off Futo-kun.
Max Kabuto. Futo-kun.
Max Kabuto, like you said.
Kabuto to the
Banana Axel.
Both versions.
Everyone's favorite form, Banana Axel.
Basically almost anything from Tamashii Nations.
Although people were saying that, remember, you know how the exclusives, none of them are Kamen Rider, fucking, none of them are Kamen Rider figure art, so maybe this show just in general isn't going to be focusing on it, Kamen Rider that
much.
Yeah, that's what I heard someone say, that this show wasn't focusing on Kamen Rider that much. I mean, it shows.
Yeah.
I mean, judging from the list of the poll results, judging from what was at the show, I mean, I don't know if something will change in Osaka and have a lot of figure stuff or Kamen Rider stuff be at Osaka. I don't really know.
Either that, or they either have a pretty good idea of what they're going to do for Kamen Rider, so they don't really need a poll.
They already have a plan of all figure arts ever made, every character.
Or we're just going to get eased up on over the next couple of months, cross his fingers.
That's a funny joke. You should write that down.
Like, I mean, they showed enough at Tamashii Nations to probably last the rest of the year at the rate they're going. I mean, we know
it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're so scaring people that are playing Dead Space. Sorry, just kidding.
Sorry, I don't know.
In relation to the Digimon stuff, I'm excited. And the Metabee makes me hard.
Everything makes you hard.
Everything G-Arts made me all excited, except Diaboromon, but I was like, he's okay.
Like, I was like, why the fuck is he the first villain they're making? Because there's a lot, like, thinner, more articulated villains like Devimon or Ryotismon. But I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot, because he fought Omnimon in the movie. But I still want to see my Shoutmon Cross 4 and my exclusive Cross 4 be Cross 4 9, Cross 5. Stop it. Stop it. I'm going to tell on you. But the D-Arts are looking good. There's no Dragon Ball. I think they dropped that line.
Probably.
They saw Yummy Pickles reviews and quit life.
Like, who doesn't like them? Quits line.
She's got 2,000 subscribers. Oh yeah, that's because she got cast in Power Rangers Samurai.
That's because she has boobs.
How many is she at right now?
I think it's over 2,000. Cause
I'm gonna check.
Old fan like said, congrats on over 2,000 on all 14 of your videos.
YouTube.
Slash.
Although I noticed they had. Since they had Gavin in that list of figures, if they do Gavin, they're going to have to do Sharvin and Scheider next. And it wouldn't be too far off, because they're basically the same suit, just painted differently in slightly different detail.
They're the same person. How many is she at?
2,154.
Ho. She's a ho. Folks. Fo show. Okay.
But considering I'm at 2,136, I'll probably be over her in a day or two.
She broke your heart.
I'm at almost 900.
Yeah. So, I kind of went over everything that I was excited about / looking forward to.
I kind of yelled out comments.
Me too. That's what I do.
See, I don't particularly have too much to add.
I'm just excited for Birth and D-Arts.
Birth makes me turned on. Because didn't I say he's coming with his claws?
His what? Santa Claus?
Birth is coming with
claws.
That's
what... I think, I forgot who said it, but someone said that, and nothing at the show showed that it was.
So. Maybe there was a little sign that said his claws were on the train, and they couldn't make it, but they...
But he'd have to come with some of them at least, because he's always hoarding that drill arm.
Yeah, he's got a crane arm. Well, he's going to come with the Birth Buster.
Yeah, that's all you need right there.
I mean, the only thing I could see them doing is maybe... release Birth and then like either release the Scorpion as like a
deluxe set, maybe
kind of like how they packed the Kiva Arrow and stuff.
Yeah,
or a deluxe set like Momo, except not a table.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Deluxe set,
except not a table,
because then if you didn't want that stuff, then you could just get his little Birth Buster.
Yeah,
I want a Dr. Maki figure.
That'd be awesome.
With a little doll.
Yes, and then they could just
pose him with it on his shoulder.
Be awesome.
or have it on the ground and have his hand freaking out.
Yes, exactly.
Birth pointing and laughing.
He just points and laughs. So, like, honestly, I kind of hope that they ease up a bit
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they could still be releasing figures at the same pace they were, except now that they're doing all these different lines, like...
It's kind of bogging them down.
We could be down to, like, one or two riders a month, or, like, in the case of January, not have one at all.
Yeah. Which, that'd be nice.
It'd be nice considering how much we're dumping into O's and out Gokaiju, so...
I know.
And, I mean, then I have DRs dumping. And stuff I need to get to's now, so...
He said dumping.
That's Kevin knows a lot about that.
So does our rabbit. But in speaking of things,
it always
our
poops
shit all the time. But
shits
no,
all the time. So now that we're done talking about toys, let's talk about toys.
Okay, but these toys are a little bit lesser extent. I don't know. I had a joke there and it died.
I said Misty and Justin Bieber.
Yeah, except his name. Okay, anyway,
these are the best toys ever.
Okay, so. At Toy Fair 2011, we got Power Rangers Samurai toys.
Yay?
That's a question mark at the end. There's some yay and some nay. So, the first thing we have is that they obviously are making basic figures. We see red, green, blue, and gold. Really not posed all that well. Apparently, Bandai of America doesn't use the same posing staff as they do for Bandai of Japan.
Haha, KO, no girls yet. Haha.
Yeah, there's no girls yet. I don't know what that means. Oh god, it's for Neko. But they have those weird little, like, MMPR big clown hands, so it's kind of annoying. And then we have some villain figures. So first of all, after having an MMPR line out for a year, they're making a Rita Repulsa figure in the Power Rangers Samurai line.
I told you it's because she's going to become Dayu at the end.
You're right! And she looks freaking weird. She's got a really weird-ass face and weird, like, man hands, pointy boobs, and I think she's anorexic. But they're making her. And then we have a Juzo figure, and he looks pretty good, and it's cool that they're making him.
Juzo, and he's epic.
And then we just got pictures of the weapons, which are really crappily, not done, but just the way they did it. It shows that all the Rangers' corresponding weapons are coming with everything, and they got, like, Shinken Maru. These are actually painted, which is nice. And then we've got just a few brief pictures of the... There's, like, the Automorph line, and then there's a few pictures of this weird, like, samurai figure that chops. I don't know what's going on. And then we also see in the background here, there's going to be a Mega Gold Ranger for the Mega Ranger mode, which we kind of assumed. And it almost looks like he's got a Shinken Maru on his belt, but it's probably his thingy. But he's all black and gold instead of gold and blue.
And he doesn't have a Mega Blade.
And he doesn't have a mouthpiece. Yeah, this is weird. So he's going to throw up Sankan Maru, and it's going to turn into a Robo Maru. And then we got these pictures of... No, Brian's not here to react to this because he's, like, in love with it. The Battleizer, the 12-inch Red Ranger Battleizer.
It's so cool!
Oh my god, he's back! Falls back in chair. It's so cool and golden and shiny, and he's got a shiny rod, and I love it.
Like, seriously, out of anything from Toy Fair, this is probably by far the coolest thing ever. Like,
it's so awesome.
Instant famous?
I don't know. It's
favorite Battleizer ever.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Like, I love, like, samurai designs, and this is, like, ultimate Shogun samurai-ness.
Shit.
God, Kevin's dying.
He's awesome. I don't care.
Oh.
But he looks so awesome, and we hope he uses it. They use it in the show because they need more originality, even if it is because of Bandai again. Like, and I'm looking at this picture, and for the first time, I noticed that there's going to be a Flip-Head Mega Shinken Gold.
Really? Does it actually have Jim Carrey's face?
It's probably going to be Kimberly. I'm guessing. And then briefly, the section we really don't care about, there's an overview picture of the cycles. We got a green spin cycle and a gold one. And then I'm pretty sure the Bandai executives just reached into a bin of their old shit, pulled out this Transtech armor, and then are reselling it. So yeah, I don't even think they changed it at all. So we were getting Samurai Tech armor, folks. Folks.
Okay, now I have a question. Do these cycles, now, they can't combine with the Shinkano?
No, they combine with that Samurai Megazord, not that Shinkano. I don't know why I went that extreme. Okay, but everything else combines with Shinkano.
Dirty in the extreme, whiter than sour cream. I was in AV Club and Glee Club and even the chess team. And the question I thought was hard, do I like her? Do I like Picard? Spend a weekend at the Renaissance.
Still going.
Name on my underwear.
Okay. So, there's another location for the Shinken Gold Mega Ranger figure, and we see the American version of the Eco Origami.
That's the one
who
that
knows
comes with the Eco Origami more.
Oh, is it? Shut the fuck up. Is it? I thought it was a cool pose.
It comes with the little beetle and sad faced Gimp Tora and the little swordfish, and then this comes with Ika.
Well, look. Oh, I thought that was Old Republic. Anyway.
So I wonder if Ika is going to combine normally with the toy, or if it's going to be like. Super
it's just
going to
combine on its chest and be like a giant, like, one nipple cannon. I don't know. But so there's that. And then we got, I'm not where I'm looking, but there's pictures somewhere of the Daikaio, which is now called the Clawzord. And then it combining with Samurai Megazord, which is now a four-armed freak. Because of the way the arms go on the back. And there's also a picture of the Morpher and the little spin sword. But you can see just laying down there is the Gold Ranger's Morpher, the flat sushi changer, which is pretty much just a repaint of the Samurizer. You know what? No, you.
They have a Clawzord with an Inspector Gadget sword.
And then we've got... we found this earlier in the week.
Go-Go Samurai.
God. His should be Go-Go Sushi. Anyway. So, earlier in the week...
Snotty Vagina?
We
no.
found... God damn it, we're not talking about the midget. Okay.
She does not... It's not a problem with her.
Yes, it is. Anyway. Let me finish this damn story! Okay, so earlier in the week, we found on Saban's Power Rangers site, not only that apparently the MMPR Rangers were secretly going to be the Samurais, but that they're bringing back the Retro Fire line with the Samurai Megazord. But they didn't show it here, as far as I know, but we got a Jungle Pride and a Delta Squad Megazord that look all cool guy face.
Dicky Toad and Deckaranger Robo, hooray!
Yay! So, I don't think there's really anything else.
Sen's cake?
There's awesome Ben 10 Swampfire and forearms, like, hyper alien figures, which look awesome. And a little, like, chest plate you push and it makes noises and you can turn into an ultimate alien. Okay.
Why are you feeding Saris?
I'm sorry. He was in my way.
I'm glad you're here.
So, any thoughts?
Really, really, really love the Battleizer. Like, it's like worthy.
Yeah, Shuki actually poked me all the way down here with his boner. Yes.
Oh, God.
I don't care about, like, any of the cycles or any of the Megazord stuff, though. The Claw Megazord or whatever doesn't look too bad. Obviously, it's missing a lot of paint, and it's not, like, shiny and pretty, and it's probably a lot smaller. But, yeah. I mean, as far as, like, features go, it doesn't look too bad. I don't know about the whole...
Four-armed freak thing?
You
probably won't even have a face-changing gimmick.
Yeah,
it'll
that's what I was trying
stalking.
To say. Like, I don't know whether that's actually going to be here or not. Well, the Daikaio part has to be there. At least. But anyway, the arm thing is weird. I mean, like, the origami on the back was kind of weird to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, they're arms, and it's really goofy.
It's a forearm freak.
So
don't try to glamorize
strange,
it.
But, the sushi changer being turned into a repaint of the Samurizer, I mean, I know it's cost-effective, but it's just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I'd seen a picture of the front, and the front's the same, too. Like, they didn't even remold the front to have, like, the little logo on it.
Oh, really? Where'd you see a front picture?
Darkon sent me a picture.
Oh, thanks for sending me one,
Darkon.
I'm a fan of that on Facebook.
But yeah, it's basically it's straight up repaint. So
what's the front like? Because the front of the Samurizer is red and black. What's it like on the
white?
Is it white? Just white and
white
black.
White with a little sticker, and the LEDs are red instead of blue.
Okay.
Or I mean, yeah, red instead of blue.
Well, that's lame.
I mean, I don't know what it says on the sticker, but I mean, I assume it says Power Rangers on the little emblem thing too. Still.
I'm a Power Ranger.
It's just kind of a disappointment because the sushi changer was so awesome and
yeah, and so many
it was. It did so many things.
I mean, I kind of figured that they would have did something to remove the folding disc gimmick because I don't think you're gonna have the sushi thing here.
Yeah.
But like I didn't think they'd
Gold
go as far
sushi.
To repaint the Samurizer and stuff. But
yeah, the Morphers have gotten really shitty since before they were only sort of shitty.
The Retro Fires, I loved the Retro Fires. I'm really pissed I could never find Wave 2 anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But,
oh, well.
I'll try to hunt those down at some point, probably. But like, these are two of my favorite recent Megazords. So I'm really happy about that. They picked some good ones. So I'm glad those are back. Rita. Yay, Rita. Finally, she looks anorexic and has weird hands, but...
She looks kind of like Shinken Red. I mean, not regular Shinken Red, fake Shinken Red.
But I'll buy her and then set her next to Zed on my MMPR 2010 shelf and just call it a day. Juzo looks pretty good.
I am Zed, Emperor of all I see.
Oh, you. That sounds like Batman. Like, where are the drugs? But
whatever. Where are the drugs?
The normal mode. You must use halls like crazy. They got those big hand problems that the MMPR ones had, but the rest of their proportions are okay, I think.
This is why we have figure arts.
I don't really know, but Mega Mode Gold.
So we can go lol 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 lol.
Mega Mode Gold makes me angry because he's all black.
I think that's cool.
Like I like the look of it because I like that color scheme.
Mm.
But going from the blue and gold color scheme to a black and gold color scheme is just really weird.
Yeah.
Like I like it as a standalone, but I just don't like the correlation between the two.
Yeah.
And
maybe it'll change.
That's all. Yeah.
I'll give my thoughts next, since I don't think Kevin's buying any of this or even thinking about glancing at it.
Not really.
Okay, so pretty much a lot of what Brian said, the figures have the weird proportion of hands, but that's why I have my figure arts to crush them and make them cry. Juzo looks cool. I'm glad we have something to represent him. Unless they ever make a Juzo figure art, which would be cool.
I was thinking to do that in your review, which is make them cry.
That's what I'm going to do. And Rita, like, it's cool we're getting her. I don't know why they didn't do it last year when all the fans were, like, writing fan letters and threatening to kill them if they didn't make one when they had an MMPR line.
Making one.
Yeah, well, that's why. And she still looks crappy and rushed out. yeah, the gay crap with the repaint. The Retro Fires look cool, and I have to get Jungle Pride because Geki Ranger's my favorite. And let's see what else was there. The Mega Mode, I liked black and gold, but I see what Brian means. He doesn't have a mouthpiece either.
Yeah, they were talking about that. We'll see when the final one shows up, but yeah, it doesn't look like he does.
If there's anything else, except for the fact that I have to point out that the Kevin's really obnoxious when he's bored. Like, this thing on? Damn it. That they have a really shitty display. Like, you look at, like, Bandai's Thomas G. Features displays, the figure arts are all epic with, like, their effects. Cyclone Joker is, like, ready to kick ass, and there's all these, like, shit everywhere. And this, like, they got the Susie Changer just lying between two packages. Shit lying everywhere. Someone left their burger. Like, it looks horrible. It's like the worst display. And then look at how the poses of the regular Rangers. They're just kind of raising their hands like... And they just lay the weapons out like a child was just playing with these. I mean, it's awful. It's the worst toy show-off I've ever seen.
It's like it was done by complete amateurs.
I was like, God, they clearly didn't hire the same posing people as Bandai Japan.
Like, little kids came in there and set it up.
God. And they got giga-scanned.
Ginga scanned.
Oh, God. Okay. Kevin, any thoughts?
I like smoothies.
Yes!
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty much it, because, I don't know, the Battle Eyes, I think, does look kind of cool. I was like, what the fuck?
That's badass. They better use that.
I'm surprised that the gold guy Mega Mode doesn't have, like, a Robo Sakanamaru, and he has a Robo Shinkenmaru, but whatever.
I'd like to see that.
Like, I would have thought maybe they would have Roboized his sword, as opposed to Roboizing everyone else's sword, to just kind of keep it a little consistent. But I guess they went for a different kind of consistent, but whatever, I guess, you know. Yeah. Other than that, the cycle still looks silly, especially his legs.
Yeah, but they combine with the fake Shinkano.
They combine with the fake Shinkano to become the double driver. Wait, what?
What is the Mobirits? The little midgets follow you around? Oh, wait.
No, they just bang you. Oh.
She bangs.
She does. And a lot. And I still don't understand why we have this tank thing. I want to burn it in hell.
Yeah, they're pretty lazy. It didn't even change it in any way.
Yeah, yeah. So, moving along now?
Yeah. Moving it wrong.
Moving along, we have trailers for the Kamen Rider Doubles, the cinemas, the Axels, and the Eternals. So, alrighty, kids, are we ready?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Oh, you know,
that's SpongeBob
Squares. Didn't get the words right, damn it. When are we supposed to form our boys' choir if you're going to be doing this?
No, Brian, not Blade Jira.
That's on Wizards of Waverly Place. Wizard versus Gosei Tenchi.
Okay, so first up, the Kamen Rider Axel V Cinema trailer. The official poster for Kamen Rider Double Returns V Cinema Specials have been recently released.
It's like a hobo. A
terrible voice. It was better earlier and I have no idea what happened. The direct-to-video movies are dived into two parts which tell the stories of Kamen Rider Axel and Eternal after and prior to the Kamen Rider Double TV series, respectively. This hurts my throat. And now, here's the trailer of Kamen Rider Double Returns, Kamen Rider Axel. It tells the story after the events of Movie Wars Car, where Ryu Teru. Ryu Teru saved a girl named Aoi Kuzuki.
Are we going to summarize the trailers, really?
By the Mach soldiers.
I guess so.
Suddenly, the Commando Dopant shows up to take something from
Commando
Aoi. Commando Dopant places a time bomb on Aoi and frames Teru.
Frames? This is awesome.
She reams him. Straps it on.
Oh god, straps it on. Every time you laugh, he gets a bonded ball put up his ass.
Oh, he's screwed.
While running from the police force who want to arrest him, Ryu Teru must defeat the Commando Dopant using his new form, Kamen Rider Axel Booster. It will be acquired by using the Gaia Memory Enhancing Adapter, which can make any Gaia Memory 3 times stronger. Kamen Rider Double Returns, Kamen Rider Axel, will be released April 21st. The trailer shows Double, Philip and Shotaro.
He's an old pirate.
And Axel's flying around in his booster mode, all shh. And Akiko has that slipper and doing the dolphin thing. It's like we're getting a divorce.
We're getting a verse?
Divorce.
A divorce.
Oh. Brian was British and he tried to imitate you. He was the kid from somewhere.
So you want to do Eternal next and then discuss, or discuss this first?
We'll discuss this first.
Because it hurts.
For the record, he sounded like Josh from the Irish Disguise episode.
Pip, pip, da doodly doo.
That's exactly what he sounded like. He was like, I'm the Mulberry Burst. Reminded me of that part.
Axel, like, Booster looks really, really cool.
He looks cool, yo.
But, I mean, other than that, I really didn't get too much out of the trailer that we didn't know already, so.
It looks cool, though.
Can't be waiting to get a figure out of that one. He's either Scottish or a pirate. I really have no idea.
He's just like the Josh. Listen to that clip. He sounds like him because he was like, oh, the Mulberry Burst. It's the same voice. Mind you, peepers. It's the same voice. I swear to God. I think the trailer looks good. Terry's clearly a badass while he's beating up schoolgirls and shooting a gun while rolling on a dolly? I don't know.
Also, we had Mako. Isn't Mako in that one?
Yeah. Wait, no. That's the next one. Mako. Wait, is it?
Mako's in the Eternal one.
Yeah. Okay. Real Mako, not fake Mako.
Fake Mako. She thinks she's Mako, but she's not.
She's not. Real name's Mia Thermopolis.
She don't even bang like Mako.
She bangs. Okay. Next summary.
She's not as offensive to Lazy Coconut as Real Mako.
Oh, he's got that. I like characters that beat up on children, Lazy Coconut. Terry Ryu is a favorite. I was going to say something else, and I cut it off so it sounded funny. A favorite.
You like gay
characters? You know what? Just shingles.
That piece of funny joke you're telling.
Yes. Yeah, that's my favorite. Yes. Okay, next, go.
I got the pirate on me shoulder.
Act the lamp! Act the lamp!
Like you said, you had a pirate on your shoulder. And so I pictured a tiny pirate on someone's shoulder pretending to be a parrot.
Pirates versus ninjas. The Gokaijers versus the Hurricanejers.
Yes!
Next up is the Eternal V Cinema trailer. At the time of this post, this trailer be still not out on the official Kamen Rider Double Returns website. However, Mitsuru Mutsuoka, yonder actor Okatsumi Daido, also known as Kamen Rider Eternal, was holding a live broadcast on Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon?
That's what it says. He decided to show this trailer to those who were watching the live broadcast. Luckily, I was able to record it in time and get it up on YouTube. There has been rumors about the plot of this movie since way off November, which stated the other second V-Cinema movie would be a backstory about Eternal and Never going on a mission revolving around Espers. A prototype Eternal memory would be used, but due to it being unstable, it turns the Sea Dog into the Red Flare. The rumor also states that the Utopia Dopant would show up as well as a new Dopant called Eyes Dopant. Most of it seems to actually fit in with what's confirmed to be true. You got a memory at 53 seconds.
Why am I reading this? I'm so scared.
It's shaped like an E, which could possibly be Eyes Dopant. Kamen Rider Eternal's logo also goes from red to blue, which might indicate that your red flare be true. Yandan will be officially released June 21st in DVD on Blu-ray. DVD rentals be out June 8th. It was originally planned to be 60 minutes, but that's all those old guys, so it seems like Yonder 2 V Cinema movie is going to be 70 minutes. That's 10 better, you know.
Gosh!
So this trailer has a bunch of Pokken Silver and Gay Guy and Hot Chick and Macho Man.
Macho Man.
It turns out Eternal of us are coming like that. There's Filippo and Shotaro, because he is my Joker.
Joker?
Joker. Say Joker, matey.
I'm sorry.
You're gonna walk the plank. Right into Shuki's asshole with those black guys. There's room for you in there.
Help.
Zonky made lots of space last night.
Oh, God. Hello?
Is it over?
Is it over?
Kevin, are you alive? Oh, there he is.
I'm alive. I scared away the pirate, though.
That's good. He knew about my black people secrets.
God. I'm so disturbed right now.
Oh, yeah, so anyway. Fun? What?
Wasn't that fun?
Was yes. Hilarious.
Why are you in a jar now? Did you just get really tiny? Are you the tiny pirate on his shoulder?
Yes.
Tiny little pimp in the thimble, smacking his bitches with a daffodil stem.
Okay.
That was.
Anyway, the movie looks really good. I'm kind of more excited about this one than I am the Axel movie because I like Eternal better. And Mako's in it, and Hot Chick's in it, and...
And there's zombies. And
Eternal, and he's all...
I'm a zombie.
Eternal and singing the double song, and...
I want someone to play this with Zombie Nation. Zombie Nation.
And I'm excited face, because I like Eternal Roo.
Eternal Roo.
That's all.
I'm excited, too, because it looks cool guy face, and it's got zombies and action and Mako. And that's all I need to know. Hello, Kevin?
What?
I think he's exhausted from the pirate voice.
Chick on this. Don't forget the lyrics. I'm sorry.
He's beating off Pokemon, in other words. Why is he in a jar?
I'm not in a jar, you motherfucking cocksucking ball licker.
Whoa. Sending some hostility here.
What were we talking about?
Eternal.
Eternal.
I would love to see this movie because Bokken Silver is in it and he is awesome. And then there's that Macho Man guy and the Gay Guy and they're cool too and the Hot Chick and Daido Katsumi and Powerpuff Girls music and other things. Like we get to see them becoming Nevers and it's going to be epic. Epic happy face time.
I don't know if I'm necessarily excited more about this one than Axel. I want to see them both. So it'll be epic. Just more double action gets me all hard in pants. So.
Daburu,
what's the guy say?
Oh, God. I think Kevin's supposed to audition for American Idol. Yeah, it's a no for me.
No.
You're going to Siberia.
So, how about that?
We're going to lay an egg, fucking those... see what hatches or something.
Yes.
How about those Go Say Angels?
Yes, make them funny, make them fast.
The Wizards of the Waverly Place already.
You're right. So then Alex comes in and she's all like, whatever they do, they're fake Harry Potter spells. And then Max got turned into the girl from Merry Christmas, Drake and Josh.
Awesome, shut up.
I'm sorry. I thought we were summarizing. Alright, summaries. Go. Fast. Awesome,
shut up.
Josh, I mean, damn it, I still said my own name.
Fast, just like you in bed. Go.
I don't know what to... I'm not... Trust me, that's not fast. She gets mad. It hurts. Stop. Please hurry and finish. I have to pee. That's what she says. Oh.
I have to pee.
This girl is disgusting. Fast and funny.
Go already. And then she's like, no. I'm like, whatever. Anyway, so... Where was I? All right, we're on Ghost Stager 50.
Oh my God, it's the end?
It's the end of the world as we know it. Wait, that's next year.
You're right. George Lucas already has a ship, and I'm trying to get a seat on it.
I think my dad said it's May of this year or something. My dad's weird.
I thought it was 2012.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned.
I think your dad did the math wrong.
But instead of doing a little recap, they just actually show the last 2 minutes of the last episode.
That we don't have to do because we did it like, already. So.
Right, then they're like, oh. So they're like, we're Gosei Tenshi, and they do a little speech, and then they're going to transform, and while they're transforming, they do like a little roll call, suitless roll call, and like the giant wings fly out, and it's all like kind of epic. And like,
it was pretty cool.
Like, it was pretty nice. And I think... Like, it's kind of because you see them doing the little pose themselves, finally. And Hyde made out like a band. All he had to do was, like, wave his arm in front of him. The rest of them had, like, to do this little complicated dance pose thing. Hyde just to wave his arm. I'm like, really? Come on now, man.
Remember the Geki poses?
Yeah, like, those are, like, epic. No, no, Hyde just has to, like, wave his hand like he's showing off something on The Price is Right.
I want Gokai Green's pose. All I have to do is get ready to take a shit.
Like, Hyde... Like, Hyde's all, and now a brand new car! Like, what? No. But, anyway. So, they're gonna fight Blade Jira, and, they're using their weapons. They go say Buster him. They use their cool power, like, oh, we're gonna fight back! And they blast him, and he's like, whatever. Fuck you. He grows big. They go say Great. They do a header strike, and that didn't work. So now, like, go say Great's got, like, no heads. And he looks all stupid derp face. So they're like, I know what to do. Summon Landic brother, Skyke brother, Seek brother. And they're like, Sky, Land, Sea, Go, Say, Great, Ko-Rin. And it's got like Taka on the head, Kabu, no, was it Kuagata on the chest, Sai and Rhino on the feet, Saw Shark and Hammer Shark on the hands. And the other ones just buzzing around him like insects. And they go in, they fight. They knock him down. He's regular size again. They're fighting some more. And Alta runs in and, like, slashes through him. And, like, he's like, brah, I hate life and I'm going to kill the earth. And they're like, no, you. So after he slashed in half, he's like, I'm not just going to die, bitches. I'm going to take you all down with me. And he, like, evaporates and splits into three and goes into the wedges. And they start, like, super spin drilling into the ground. And Datus is thrown back. He's all, Desu, Desu, Desu. And then, like, Gosei Ultimate's thrown off. Master Head's like, "Raw, I'm Zordon." And Gosei Ground's, like, flung out. And Gosei Knight's like, oh, I fell in the water and I'm all wet. Now this suit's never going to dry. Damn it. So the world starts ending. And they're like, we got to save it. And they're like, man, I guess. Do we have to? We can just find our own. Really? So they split up. Alta goes to one wedge. The Slandics go to the other. And then Blue and Pink go to the other wedge. We see Batman Face with his, like, foil, the aliens are coming to get me hat on. They're not going to suck my brains.
And Nozomu is hovering over that apple seedling plant, him and all the plant they when they were having happy gay fun time. Little pedophiles. It was really weird. I don't understand. But anyway, they run. They're trying to use their, what is it, like defense whatever card. I don't know what they're called. Defense stream and defense rock. I don't know. Defense wind. I don't know. But they're trying to put their shield power over the Dark Gosei power. It doesn't work. So all it does all, we have our powers because we're inexperienced and we need to learn to love life or something. I don't even know what he's saying. It was a dumb, one of the gay little speeches they're required to give at the end of the show about how, you know, epic they are. And they're all heroic. And they're like, we can do it, yay. And like giant glowy wings sprout from them. And they start flapping into the sky like, I don't know, little angels, I guess. And they all join hands. And they're like, Gosei Global, outbreak, Gosei power. And like their power just flows over the earth and it closes in the holes and the world stops ending. And Gosei Knight's like, yay, Desu, they did it, Desu. And Gosei Knight's all like, yay, lol, lol, lol. And Master Hatter's like, oh, they're epic. My tube's restored. And by tube, you see the tree from the ending and you see the Tower of Heaven come out the sky like a giant penis. And isn't that what it looks like?
Yes.
Thank you. I was waiting for feedback, and I got the both of you being quiet.
I didn't hear what you said. I was reading something.
I said the tower came out the sky like a giant penis. Isn't that what it looked like? I just thought of it when I was thinking about the episode, and they're all like, oh, we did it.
Someone,
and they're like,
go say penis.
Yeah, and then those moves all like, yay, they did it. Yay, I'm happy face now. And you find them laying outside the tree getting ready to be all sorting hobby out your rainbow. But not yet. And it was real funny because they defeat Blade Jira and then Master Header's like, there's 10 minutes till the Earth's destroyed. And it's like, really? Because there's 10 minutes till the episode ends. So that's convenient. What a way to do it. But we're back at the little house place. Master Header is back inside Data. Like, I guess he used the Tower of Heaven to go back to Gosei World. He's like, yeah, you're now full-fledged Gosei Tenshi, and you can come home, and Datus is going to come home with you, and everyone's going to be happy face. And Gosei Knight's like, I'm going to go to sleep. We're going to charge my Gosei power. That's how it works. And then Nozomu comes in and is all sad. And like, what's wrong, Nozomu? He's like, why doesn't anyone want to stay with me, sad face? Doesn't anyone love me? They're like, no, go away, kid. And they're like, Master Head, we have a request. We'd like to stay on Earth and do more. Because the Landic twins want to go train some more, and Hyde wants to study things, and Big Ears here wants to watch over people's dreams, and Alta just wants to go be a gay person somewhere. I don't know. He wanted to go to like Decadence. And he wanted to go to Pride Week in Disney World and have fun time with his homies. And Master Head's like, no Gosei Angels have ever said this before. I will grant your request, because I am Zordon, and I can do that. I make you go into Titanus to fight things and not tell you he's our friend. He'll just shoot at you. Ha ha ha.
He was trying to get Jason's hair to move. It was a statistical anomaly.
Yeah, and then Nozomu's all like, oh, you guys are going to stay living with me? And they're like, no. And then he got all sad and ran away, and Fat Guy's all like, what's the matter with him, bro? I ate too much again. And he didn't really say that, but and Nozomu's outside like by the little plants, and Alta's like, hey, buddy, what's happening? He's like, you said we grow the apples together. It's like, I know, pal, but it's okay. We can still have our special time together. Like, whoa, not cool, not cool. He's like, these will always be our apples, no matter where we are. And it's like, this is creepy. And then he hugs him, and they're getting way too close. And then the others are there watching, like, yeah, good job. And so they're all going to leave. Gosei Knight turns into Grandeon Header. The five of them sprout wings and fly off. They just turns into like Daiso machine mode into like a Brawn Booster type rocket and just like shoots off into the sky, which I really don't know why he didn't do this sooner, but whatever. And they're like, we'll always be close by, lols. And then it goes all Sora ni Kagayaku rainbow. And while the ending of the song's on, you see them and they're landing, and Hyde lands by the sea, and Eri lands at the park, and the Landic twins end up in the forest, and they just start training, and
Alden's on a rooftop and like, jump, jump, jump. He won't jump. And it ends with Nozomu catching a feather in his hand. He's all, arigato, gosei tenchi, lols. And then it ends. And you're like, we're finally done. On to go, Kyger.
That's awesome. Which,
spoilers, it was epic.
You spoiled the whole audience now.
Spoilers!
Nice long rant about how epic Gokaiger is next week.
Yes, a nice and long and hard one.
Yep. I'm always long and hard.
Oh, God.
Okay, so before we talk about Gokaiger as a whole, we'll do the episode in general.
Okay.
I think the ending suited the show, but it was a pretty weak ending.
Yeah, it was really anticlimactic after all the build-up, like Blade Run. Oh my god, he's been conning you this whole time. It's going to be epic showdown. I was like, not really. Just two fake-outs.
He got pwned like, by half-ass Gosei Ultimate.
Yeah.
And then he split into two and infected things, and they stopped.
Well, like, first they're like, Gosei Blaster, and then, or like, Gosei Buster, and then it didn't work, so they pull out their guns and started shooting him. Like, he's beaten. Nope. Gets big, and then, like, whatever that thing was, they combined into. And then that beat him.
It was like Sea Landic like, Sky Ghost.
Yeah, like Land Skyland Sea Ghost A Great, and it was like, LOL, no, I'm still not dead. Until Alatas finally just like Red Dynamic or whatever and finally pwned him in the face.
Yeah, he made up his own attack.
Because he can do that, he's Alatas.
Because
he's nice to people, so that's what happens.
Like, I just remember, like, all the other Sentai finales, and they all just seem so much stronger than this one was.
Yeah, and it was really weird. Like, if you think about it hard enough, then Heaven's Tower will come back. Why didn't you start thinking from the beginning?
We could have just gone home.
I know, right?
Well, like, I mean, Magi Ranger, they had epic battle. Geki Ranger had super epic battle.
Super epic boner face battle.
Shinkinger had epic battle. Even Goenger had pretty epic battles at the end.
Like, the epic battles, to me, always should feel like they're actually in danger.
Yeah.
Like, this one, they never really felt all that threatened.
Yeah, because the last episode was worse when you're just getting shot and shit. Yeah. And now they're just like, oh, let's just think about it really hard, and then my red slash will finally work after it didn't work the first 27 times.
Think about it really hard, and I won't be constipated anymore.
They beat Blader in the first time by doing Gosei Dynamic and then just shooting him with lasers until he died. And then they killed him with some half-assed mecha combination. And then Red just made up an attack and he died again. He died three times.
Made up an attack. And there wasn't enough Gosei Knight.
Yeah.
That's what bothered me.
Because he was all weak face.
Yeah.
Long breath.
It could have been so much more, I think.
Yeah, especially after all the build-up. It was just really lackluster. I'm like, oh, it's over.
The tail end of Mantarintis and the Blade Rant, beginning of the Blade Rant arc was just so many, like, good, epic episodes, and then...
Yeah, just kind of finished in the first 5 seconds, and then it was over. That's what she said. And then they just thought about it really hard, closed up the holes, and... They're like, we don't want to be around Nozomu anymore. We've been trying to get away from this fuck for 50 episodes. But he will just not take a hint.
He will not leave his own house.
I enjoyed Fat Man wearing the little foil helmet. Yeah. It was funny as hell.
That was.
He was like, Nozomu, what are you doing? He's like, I need to protect the apple.
Like, it's the world's last apple. And I made it with Alta.
I'm like, dude, you're in hurricane force winds and you're trying to protect the stupid sea. Scoop up the fucking seed and take it inside. It couldn't have blown that fast.
Unfortunately, he didn't get blown away. Unfortunately, Nozomu didn't get swept away in the winds and die in the finale. Like I've been dreaming of since episode 1.
Oh well.
And Oz didn't come in and Giga scan him.
Giga scan.
It'd be hilarious.
What? That wasn't a yummy? No, that was Nozomu. Oh.
They looked so similar. Thought it was the, I don't know, yummy, something. So, thoughts overall as a show?
Okay. Kevin's usually the most vocal about this, so he can go.
Okay. Well, all right, here's the deal. We started off with this show
And the first few episodes, it was kind of like, you know, like, okay, well, maybe they're just waiting to hit their stride. You know, not every show's like awesome straight from day one. So we'll give it a couple episodes. It'll be fine. Nope. It went nowhere. And it was like, God, this show fucking is gay. And then we like, well, maybe go say night. Yeah. No, he helped the show for one episode. And then it got worse again. And then we quit for like 10 weeks. And then finally we're like, the finale's coming up. Maybe we should probably catch up like we said we were going to or something. So I went back and caught up. And I actually watched the Mancer Intus arc and was like, oh, God, the show actually got good. The writers sobered up, realized they had to make a show. And like there was actual good fighting and not stupid enemy plots and not stupid anything, really, for the most part. That was a bad episode. Now the Monet one with the little wrist thing.
Oh, God. That was stupid.
But as a whole, Mantarentus was like 80 times better than War Star and Yumaiju combined.
It was.
Like, you know, and then we got the Blade Jira thing, and it was good. The last couple episodes were a bit of a letdown as compared to what the three before it with the big buildup. But they were still comparatively better than the rest of the show. At least in my opinion. And I'm glad that it got better at the end, so it was tolerable to watch and everything else. It just really angers me that like it was that bad in the beginning.
Yeah, it took so long to get going.
Like, and I understand the whole reason that the villains like sucked or whatever was because they weren't supposed to have a purpose other than to set up Bladeran for the end, and that's fine because we could kind of see it coming when he went from villain group 1 to villain group 2.
Yeah.
We're like, wait a minute.
I notice a pattern here. Something's off.
Yeah, we didn't have to get to villain group 3. We already knew something's up with him. And just the fact that they had no anything with the villains and there was no connection, so it was like, I mean, you see why at the end how it all tied together, but that was fine. But it's just as you're watching it week to week, it was just god awful and it was a chore. But I almost wonder though, because we had talked about, you know, after we caught up, we're like, oh, it got better, it was actually good, you know, after a while it was actually okay watching Gosage and looking forward to it. I almost wonder though, if we had not quit watching it and just had kept going week to week, would we actually have enjoyed the Mantarantis arc?
To be honest, I don't think so, because
I don't either.
We were just so bitter.
The two of us in Epic Prank quit a lot earlier than you did. But, like, I was just so mad at the show when I quit. Like, I wasn't enjoying what I was watching. And, like, at that point, I was just so upset and not upset, but just tired of it, that even if the show got better, I still probably would have treated it like crap because I was wearing a giant crap mask.
He was wearing a crap mask.
Taking the time off from the show like allowed us to get a clear and fresh perspective on it. But even still, and not even just the bad guys, the characters as a whole, the entire first two arcs, there was basically no growth. Like, okay, I get it. The show is set up like Magi Ranger, where we're novices, we have no experience really, and we're going to learn as we're going along. That worked for Magi Ranger because they actually showed growth over the whole course of the show. The five Gosagers didn't really change at all for the first two arcs. All of a sudden in Mantarentis, they can fight. They can come up with a strategy. They're intelligent. They're not just like falling on the ground dying, going, go say night, save us.
That was the entire Yumaiju arc.
Yeah, the entire arc was, oh, we got beat. Go say night, save us. And he's like, God damn it, you guys suck. And then all of a sudden they can fight. Like the next day they wake up and they have fighting abilities. Like, wait, what? You know, it didn't make sense, and just it was so stupid. But I mean, at that point, it was better. If they had actually progressed growth wise, it probably would have been a little better. Granted, some of the characters, Ares' ears, were still just god awful to look at, but or like, you know, and or like Alta was god awful in the beginning. In Mantarentis, he actually got like better. Like, I actually got to like Alata as a much better than I did
I still couldn't take him seriously, but he was a lot better of a character and a fighter.
Well, that's because of the long neck and the goofy earring.
Exactly.
Like, I'm sorry, anyone who wears a little angel wing as an earring, I can't take seriously.
Well, I started taking him seriously, and then he did that little skip in the episode where they're trying to set everyone to become a leader, and I was like, oh, no.
Well, I did that episode, and everyone's like, okay, Hyde be the leader because you're the tallest. Ari, shut up. Then, okay, Hyde's like, we're going to pass the leadership to Augury because he just rushes into things. Like, that's just dumb. And then they give it to Monet, and she's like, LOL, no, Ari. Yeah, they just tagged off to each other.
Yeah.
And then, rather arguing over who's going to make a plan, Alta's finally just like, man, fuck this. Just run and attack like we always do. Like, hey, like, that worked. Yeah.
Go say Night made his doubt or whatever. No, it was like, Symantra just made a doubt.
I think if they would have went with their original, supposed original intention on being, like, Warstar, they won because Warstar sucked, but they still bickered with each other all the time. And then Yumaju being a period of growth, and then Mantaran just being a kind of a teamwork, we're finally getting into the core of things. That would have been great and dandy, but they
And the Yumaju is also Gosei Knight's development.
Yeah.
I was about to say that.
Yumaju would have been pretty much an entire arc of character development.
But well, like, another thing was
they only bickered. Everyone's for trying one to talk.
Well, yeah, that's. Thing is, in the episode where Alta went back to the past, you could tell just by the tone of it that they had tried to do more arguing in the beginning. Because by that episode, they were all BFFs, Facebook friends and stuff, and following each other on Twitter. But back when Alta went in the past, they all hated each other, so you can kind of tell it was supposed to be a bigger deal.
Yeah. Like, the first two episodes, they were all like, stupid SkyX, Atlantic suck. Oh, you goddamn CX. And then, like,
see, where's Magus? Shut up!
Yeah, 3 and 4 come in and like, we're BFF Facebook friends. You know, they're in my top 5 on MySpace. Like,
who uses MySpace? Apparently, American Idol
does. Apparently, and but yeah, like they were all like suddenly BFF Facebook friends, and like, wait a minute, you hate each other a week ago. How did you suddenly become besties? Like, it doesn't make sense. And then Ghost, and actually, kind of same thing with Ghost Knight. Ghost Knight spent the entire year in my JR going, you fuckers suck. You guys suck as Ghost Angels. Not even Ghost Angels. And then the next day, he's like, LOL, we're Facebook friends too. And they're like, yay.
I thought Ghost Angels was a little better done. Like, it was a little more gradual through the episodes where
It was a little more gradual, but at the end, they just kind of flipped the switch and he was their best friend.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like, I got tired of gradual and just, like, just full on like, went.
Well, that's not done.
That's but the other thing I found that made Mandarintas better, less focus on Nozomu.
Oh, God, Nozomu, fuck him.
Like, and it's not even like an I hate Nozomu thing, even though we all do. It's like, if you watch the first two arcs, half of it's like Nozomu getting into trouble and we gotta save him. Like, really? Come on now. Well, like, up it's Nozomu's friend and he's getting attacked by the Warstar. Why is Warstar attacking a child?
Because they're bored.
Like, that's just stupid.
Why are you just turning off the air conditioning?
Why is it always like Nozomu getting in trouble? Like, stop it. You need a better plot device than little kid. And like, the same little kid, anyway. Like, and then Mantaran just, like, they just stopped that completely. And I was like, well, this is much better now. He's in the episodes less. So, I don't know. But, if there's anything you guys want to say, besides that.
I guess we can just name stuff we liked. I liked the Mantarista's arc. I like Gosei Knight. And I like Gosei Ultimate.
I like Datus.
Oh, yeah, Datus. How could you forget about Datus? Yeah. He was all like, I'm Alpha.
Like, it's funny because I watched the episode. I'm like, it's over. It's like, I watched Go Kyger one. Whatever that show is, Go Kyger one. And it was, I was like, oh, that's awesome. And then I'm watching, at the same time, though, I'm watching, I'm like, man, Go Sager's over. There's things I'm going to kind of like, I'm going to miss Go Say Night, like just coming in and poning things.
I'm going to miss Go Say Night too.
I'm going to miss Datus and stuff, but it's like, at the same time, it's kind of like how, you know, you miss, like what was one that was, like Go Andra. I was like, Go Andra wasn't as good. At the same time as I started Shinkenger, and Shinkenger's like, oh, this is awesome. I was still like, I still kind of miss Go Andra.
Yeah, I kind of miss the characters and the engines and everything. And
like, it was that kind of thing. Like, you still kind of miss it a little bit. And I was I still couldn't believe, like, Go Sager's act. For all the rant, we wish this shit was over. It's over. I don't know what to do now.
Shed single tear for Go Sager.
I don't know what to do. I have nothing to rant about now because it's over.
Fucking rant about Samurai.
Yeah, I guess.
If you'd watch it. Who's watching television and or video
games? It's not the same, though.
Like, I liked Ghost. Ghost Say Night was really cool. I can't really find anything to compare him to. But just having like a really like ancient person trying to
ancient
realize that things are different and he should deal with it. Just it worked really well. His suit was awesome, and I mean Gosei Grand left a little bit to be desired, but Datus was cool. The Mantarantis and beginning of the Bridger arcs were really good, except the Monet episode. But yeah. I really wish the show started as strong as it ended, even though the ending wasn't that great, just like the ending chunk.
Yeah.
Like
I think the final battle against Robogog was
a lot better.
Better than the final battle. battle against Bridgilla.
Yeah, like I honestly I think if they would have set it up the way they wanted to before, apparently the producers or the station or whatever said that no, they need to be happy fun time all the time. I think the producers were
Lazy Coconut.
Yeah, they wanted Lazy Coconut to watch the show and enjoy it better than Shinkinder.
Exactly. I think it would have been a lot better if they would have set it up like that and actually did it. But there really isn't too much you can do about it now, except enjoy the ending. If you haven't watched any of Ghost Sager and you're listening to this, I don't really know why you are, but unless you just like us. If you want to watch it, either watch the entire thing and just kind of trudge through it, but don't be afraid to skip some things. You can easily skip a lot of episodes.
Half the show.
You can skip key episodes.
So, I mean, just kind of tackle it however you want to, but just kind of be prepared for a very, very slow run. Kind of like a brisk walk.
And to sit through some episodes going, I hate this crap romantic area. And, you know, there's some things you will see.
Flick your finger across the mouse and fast forward to half the episode.
Oh, whoops. It happens. Oh, rainbows. What?
That Monet episode went by really fast.
You even got an accent during it. It was pretty
real fast. I don't know. But
real buff, fast laugh.
For as much shit as I gave the season at the start, it ended really good. And I did end up liking a majority of the characters by the end of the show because of the change that they made. A very sudden change, but
yeah.
It wasn't as bad in the end as it was in the beginning, but it was still overall just kind of my least favorite season.
I think in the end, the only two characters that really bothered me a ton were Nozomu and Eri, just because of Eri's ears, her stupidity, and then, I mean, look at Nozomu. He's just a mess.
Yeah.
He was just annoying.
Sadly, Nozomu was probably one of the best actors in that show at the beginning.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that I hate him because he was an annoying little kid. But
and the smartest, because they were always like, what's going on? And Nozomu was like, well, clearly they're doing da 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 da. It's like,
oh, really?
Nozomu.
That's because in Japan, kids are designed to figure out complex toys, and clearly adults aren't. But so,
you know, like it's that kind of thing, and then Eri at the ending of the show, she's all, I want to watch over people's dreams. Like, stop it.
That's
grow
creepy.
Up.
Wait till you see like pedophiles' dreams. You're not going to want to stay around very long. What was Alta going to do? Just kind of jump on rooftops?
I don't know what he's doing there.
Wanderer and just.
Just gonna
wander Japan.
Homeless. He's gonna be hobo then. Wonderful.
Hobo angel.
Hyde's just gonna be looking for Magus's body. Hope it washes up on shore.
So Senchan! Shut up! Senchan!
That's pretty much what happened in the time travel episode. Where's your partner? Shut up! Shut up, butthead.
Stupid fucking land dick.
Land dick. But so, overall, it was just, like, not a great show. It was just kind of, I don't know. It was a show.
I mean, I still wouldn't say it's a good show. I think the ending part helped to offset some of the crappy at the beginning. I don't think it completely countered the crappy.
Like, I honestly feel like that the Mantras and Bergier arcs, they were good. But I honestly feel like they felt so good because the beginning was such shit.
Oh, they felt so good. Sorry, couldn't do this.
She used to say that, too. She did.
But yeah, that's probably why.
I don't have any way of knowing, obviously, but, like, I think
she's Charles Carmichael because she comes quickly.
Oh my god! Okay, Ghost Ager was a show, and I enjoyed parts of it, and I didn't enjoy parts of it. It's like really hard to describe. Like, I hated it for the majority of the time, but there was lots of stuff I kind of enjoyed near the end. So I can't really say if it was good or bad, or I don't know. It was just a show.
Sure.
It's like neutral. I can't think of a good word to say.
Yeah, well, I agree.
It's like I can't describe. Can't describe how I feel. Okay. Are we done?
Yeah, I think that's about all for the Ghost Sager.
Goodbye, Gosei Tenshi.
Until
we'll see you in the movie. No, yeah, the V Cinema and in the movie we have to watch and the team up.
And the sombrero.
Yes. I better bring that back. So now it's time for O's.
But so next week we will be covering Gokaiger. Yes. Good news, by then I will have my Mobirits, so I'll be able to have sound effects ready. And again, spoiler alert, it's epic.
Yeah. That should just be the summary for next week.
Like, I can't wait. It's so fucking awesome. Fucking awesome. Suck my balls.
I love Gokaiger.
Indeed.
On the motherfucker.
Okay, leave that for next week.
Pocahontas.
Raichu.
Transvestite. Fake Asakura.
O's.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Navi. Sorry. Couldn't just.
Bootleg Avatar. Sorry.
Oh my god, it's perfect.
Some bootleg of One Piece? Oh. No.
Okay, now breathing into the microphone. Oh, make it fast and funny. And we still have fishing hitters to cover.
Okay, so we're on O's 21. Last episode, we got Tajia Dolu. That was required to be slow by law. So here we are. We're coming back from the grocery, and we see this little guy. He's like, I'm going to throw my can on the ground because I have adult coffee, and I finished it. And little kid comes up, and he's like, hey, grown-up guy, pick this shit up. He's like, no, you. And so he runs over and kicks the guy, and the guy pushes him to the ground, and is like, ha, 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 I'm a big man. And then Goti runs over, and is like, no, you. And then Age is like, you need to throw your trash away properly, sir. He's all shooky, like, he's all nice and polite. Like, Goto is the rest of us like, dude, the fuck's wrong with you? Up comes Brian. Now, kind sir. Do not push a small child.
That was my favorite part.
Damn it, Brian. Stop being so polite. So, guy's dad comes over and little kid's dad, and he's like, ah, my little kid, don't do that anymore. Ah. He's like, my daddy's a cool guy, whatever. And he's like, no, you. And turns out that guy knows the restaurant chick, but that's not really important. And he has a strong sense of justice, and then we see Yuva. And he's like, oh, you count the medals, 1, 2, and 3. Life goes on, anything goes coming, I suppose. Yo! At the beginning when they do the little circles over the O's. And
oh yeah, that changed.
It changed. It's got Sai and Condor in it now.
It's got
Sai,
Kamakiri, and Condor.
Yeah, I was all excited. But, okay, so let's see. We're at the restaurant. We're making Valentine's Day chocolate. Ankh's like, I don't want chocolate. Kujaku is using his little fan to cool off the chocolate. Ankh's eating ice as usual. AG is grabbing Ankh with him to go to the store and get more food because he wants to know why Ankh didn't regenerate. We find out that this guy, he had a little kid's dad. He failed the bar exam like 60 times. So he left home and the little kid's all mad.
Liquor, so.
He kicks his dad and runs away, and Yuva comes up and makes a yummy out of him who wants to do justice things. I don't know.
He wants to do good.
He wants
Justice League
to,
now.
He wants to do magic.
Action League now.
Oh, fuck.
So, like, you see this guy snatching this lady's purse, and the little kid's dad's all like, no, you, and, like, gets in the way of him to stop him, and he gets thrown into a tree, and then up comes the yummy and is like, no, blah. And, like, beats him up, turns him into Bata Yummy. So now we have a grasshopper fake monster thing that fights for justice. This sounds familiar. Can't put my finger on it.
Justice, the whatever.
All we need now is a cool belt and a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And, so let's see what else. So, Ankh is about to asks Ankh about why he can't regenerate, and he's about to like go towards him or something, and he just Spidey sense starts tingling because he saw the new suit, and he's like, we must go get that yummy. So they go and they see a guy on the ground, and the yummy comes out, and he actually hands Ankh the medals this time, I think, or something, which is surprising. Normally he like tosses them or flings them or another word that Dawson would love me to say so he can make a reference, but I'm not going to.
I just know what you're talking about because I zoned out for a few seconds.
Oh, good. So AJ goes all... And he starts to chase the yummy, but then trash yummies get in the way. So he tosses him a man. He's like, Edgy, use this. Candy set for the win, bitches. And I don't know why I did that. So he uses the whips and like beats the living crap out of the trash yummy, which is awesome. And we see the body yummy giving back the purse and is like, here you go, ma'am. Thank you. Have a nice day. And they're all confused. The guys at the restaurant getting patched up. He's like, oh, I didn't really pass that bar exam, but I have a part-time job, lolz. Runs off the part-time job. And so they figure that, hey, look, it's the desire to protect justice. That's why the yummy's around. And you see the guy, and he sees a bunch of people doing nasty things. And he says, there's a lot of bad people in the world. I'm coming to the yummy. And he's like, rah! Starts beating them all up. He beats up a guy on a skateboard for just no fucking reason. And I guess he does not like skate. I guess he's bad at that Tony Hawk game and decided to take out on all skateboarders.
I don't understand how to do this. Fuck, man. Fuck.
Tony Hawk ride? I can't ride. Fuck.
this game sucks.
Then we're back at the Kogami building and there's Hot Secretary counting up cell medals. And Date's sitting on his milk jug. And up comes Cake Boss with the cake. Happy birthday! And it's all belated birthday for Boss. And you see the cake looking like the popped open Gashapon thing from the middle of the belt. And it's happy birthday, Birth. And you're like, we can now celebrate the birth of Birth. And you're like, what? So he starts to eat the cake. He's like, yum, 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 yummy. So he's like really creepy. He's like, I did a good decision picking you and doing cell medals with Birth. And he's like, just pay me. And he's like, yes, 100 million yen. And he like holds up Dante's arm like, this is good desire. And he's like, okay, this is creepy. Please stop. And he's like, I did good with you. Your boss and AJ's O's is perfect. And you're like, oh God, he's scaring me. And then Dante's like, I really don't like sweets. Can I have some Oden? And Secretary gets all pissed off, throws her glasses down, and like goes to get him some food. That was funny. Here's Goto. He sees little boy, goes talk to little boy. Little boy yells, Goto. And it's like, God, little kid, you're such an obnoxious little bastard. And so then we see these punk kids playing some loud music. Even though they're not black, we know all black people play loud music. Jeez, Dawson, you're so racist. And no one's even here anymore.
I laughed at it.
And so he goes to like, oh, you gotta turn your music down. And like, what's up, old man? What you gonna do, old man? He's like, never mind, lolz. Comes Bothy on me. He just starts poning them and they run away. And he's like, yes, do more, brah. And then AG runs in with Ankh and they get medals. And where did my other medal go? Here it is. So AG's all. And it was pretty damn funny because he's fighting the Batayami and he just keeps jumping in the air with little grasshopper wing things or whatever, his grasshopper legs. He's just jumping and floating or something. And he's like, he's going too fast. Ankh, do we have a cheetah medal? Ankh opens the case. Sorry, we're out of cheetahs. Do we have Zoe? We're out of Zoes too. We need something. He's like, fine. So he dumps the metal out of him and he goes, here, use this. And he's all epic with the Bata chest and the Taja spinner. And you're like, oh, this is cool, a combo with Kujaku doesn't have the Brave Taka Head or whatever, Taka Head Brave, whatever it's called. So we see little kid running after his dad, and there's Goto, and Birth shows up, and he's like, ah, let's do this, and he transforms, he's all Basu Henshin, bah. And so he goes... So he goes to fight, and he pops out Drill Arm. And he pops out a bunch of medals from the Yummy and tosses them up to his Gorilla Kandroid cheerleaders up there. And that's what they look like. They're cheering for him. They're like, and then Yuva comes in, and he's like, oh, god damn it, I can't fight you guys that well. And he pops out Caterpillar Leg and Shovel Arm. So he's fighting with both of those. He gets pwned by Yuva and the Yummy. Eiji comes in, and so now they're both fighting like all cool guy together style. And he's like, ooh, good, I finally have a chance to use my Itajaw spinner. So he opens up the Waffle Maker, changes out three of the cells that are in there, because it's full of seven cells, changes out three of the cells for the Taka, Kujaku, and Bata metals, closes it, they glow red, red, and green from the through the thing, and he scans it, and it's all Taka, Kujaku, Bata, Gin, 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 Giga Scan! And he's about to Giga Scan Pono, and like, as it's reading them, the little like metal symbol floats out of the scanner, which is pretty cool too. Forgot to mention that. So he's getting ready to Giga Scan the Yummy when little kid's dad like runs in the way. He's like, no, you can't hurt him. He is, I finally have the power of justice and I can do good and I'm going to use his power to help people and blah, 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 gay stuff. And then little kid runs in. He's like, yes. Go, Daddy, you can do it. You can do it, Daddy, which sounds really weird now that I say it that way. So it kind of ends with little kid standing in front of his dad and the Yummy and owes his all confused face and doesn't know what to do.
I hope they can scan the kid next episode.
So that was it. It was pretty cool seeing the Kujaku and seeing a Giga Scan getting used in the Taja Spinner. And he used that shooting the little disc energy thing out of the Taja Spinner again to save Birth. And Birth doing his Birth stuff was cool. Kogami was just scary and creepy, I'll be honest. He was just yelling, and it was frightening.
So he was his normal self.
To be brutally honest, I like Dien better.
But yeah, so... Kujaku was cute and adorable as always again, little Kandroid, and what else? I don't know. I think that's pretty much it, I have to say, I guess. Little kid needs to go die in a hole.
With Giga Skin killing his face off.
Yeah. And I don't know, the dad's a retard, needs to go die in a hole too.
Everyone just needs to go die, you skank.
Yep. This is where you guys give your opinion.
Okay, I'll go. Okay, so it was an okay episode. It wasn't really anything spectacular at all. I mean, there was fun stuff like the Kujaku medal and stuff and potential for the kid to get Giga Scanned. And it was kind of cool just to see, like, if you take away the legs, what it would look like if it was the red combo without the other head. And
what you found is very bad.
Yeah, because the green eyes really don't blend. And well, the head's all tiny.
It looks funny. Yeah, with the little tiny Taka head, it looks funny.
And Birth is all cool face, and Kogami's funny as usual, but... and then the whole, you know, Kamen Rider type deal with Yummy was neat, but it was all just kind of an okay episode. A little boring, I don't know. I just didn't care for it. It wasn't one of my favorites.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it short and pretty much say the same exact thing. Like, it was a fun episode. It wasn't really bad by any means, but nothing exciting really happened. It was just fun to see Unagi again and Kujaku with something that wasn't Tajador. So, it was enjoyable, but not the best.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, super funny or super action.
It's not the best.
It's not Tepig.
All right. Now, it's Brian's turn. Right.
It's time for the SSS.
Samurai Sentai Power Ranger Samurai.
Okay, time for SSS Samurai Summers with Shuki.
Yes!
We need a jingle for that. Or a shingle.
Samurai Summaries with Shuki.
Exactly. And then have like a bing at the end or something.
I'll see what I can do. So,
Samurai Summaries with Shuki.
We're on episode 2 or episode 4, depending on how things work, but whatever. So anyway,
or if you're watching Shinkinger.
That little opening thing that we played an episode or two ago, I think it was 2 weeks, is at the very beginning of the show now, so it said whole in ancient Japan or whatever it said, I don't remember.
Oh god.
Like, they're the summarized lulls. And then the show starts and they're at the Shiba house and Mike's trying to do his symbol power. They're not kanji.
And did they have a Shiba Kaoru?
It's symbol no. It's symbol power, and so Mike's trying to sex up Kevin is trying to sex up Emily, and she's all like,
"No, but that's my cousin." God,
I'm okay. And she's being all yummy pixels, and so Mike finally succeeds in making leaves, because that's
he used razor leaf.
I think he was trying to materialize marijuana or something.
He was all forest before me.
And so now Kevin goes to Mike and starts groping his shoulder and is like, oh, if you never need anything, you know, I'm here.
I'm sorry, I'm friendly, okay?
Kind of was really creeped out.
Yeah, he's like, well, I couldn't get any tail.
I love Hector's facial expressions during that scene because it's like exactly what you would think.
Yeah.
And then so then he tries to sex up Mia and she's like, no, I'm fine. And she tries to kick him in the face. And so Mike goes and talks to Skull Man. And that's like, oh, what the fuck's up with Kevin? Like, I don't know. He's obsessed with helping people.
He's hitting on everyone.
And so couldn't... now we got epic theme song, and they're like,
I'm sorry, it's just been so long. I can't help it.
Power Ranger Samurai. So now we're at Sanzu River.
That was the theme song, Power Ranger Samurai.
So he's swimming around, and Dayu's like, what the fuck is going on? And then Xandrid's like, I don't know, fuck. And so he climbs out of the river, and he's all like, nar, nar, and then Octa douches. Octomom's like, oh, I summoned him because I thought he was cool.
Octomom.
He's making like some sort of drug inside of a bowl, and Xandrid's like, oh, I have a headache because he's Rita Repulsa and he needs medicine. They turned his sake into medicine, which I guess makes sense for kid-friendly television.
Yeah.
And
that just angers me. It angers me. I'm sorry. It does.
What the hell else is he gonna drink?
Sake. He can drink sake and be a drunk. It's funny that way.
Well, it would actually, that would probably pass on Nickelodeon.
It probably would.
They didn't.
They don't realize that.
And so now we have this New Zealand kid staring at a baseball, and he sees that a tree is glowing, so he goes up to the tree, and the double face, or whatever the monster's called, he comes out, and he's like, a kid, and the kid's like, a monster! And he's like, I can help you, and that's all we really get out of that. So now Kevin's like, oh, I'll help you. And Nice Grum's like, what the fuck? This kid is just fucking annoying. And then their little siren goes off. He touches the table and it like turns into water and the scroll thing and it shows a map and it's like the GPS. It's like the GPS water liquid table. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And so now the monster's talking to the kid again. The kid's like, oh, you can really help me? And the monster's like, yeah, of course. And so they attack the monster because that's what they do. And so they tell the kid to run, and the kid runs, and blah, blah, blah. They fight the monster, and then they get pwned. The scenery is pretty, and then the monster goes away, and then they're like, oh, what the fuck, I don't know, and Yellow's, like, groping herself or something. I don't really know what's going on.
Ooh.
And then we cut to Bulk and Spike jogging in the park. Bulk is kind of brisk walking, and Spike is doing some sort of dance. It is probably
jog.
The best form of jogging I've ever seen in my life. So he goes to drink this strange liquid that I don't know what it is. It doesn't look like anything I would drink
ever. It's pee. My pee.
I think it's like orange.
If that's your pee, you need to go to the doctor right now.
I don't know what it looks like. It looks like various...
It's Thousand Island dressing.
Thousand Island dressing, that's what it was.
Exactly. That's what he drinks.
And so Bolt goes to drink some, and then... Spike's apparently worried about cooties or something, and he goes to take it back and then squeezes it, and of course it goes into Bulk's face, because what else does Bulk do but get messy? So then he laughs like Skull, and then Bulk, like, spits out, and just, like, shuts up, and all you know is Felix Ryan is a really awesome Skull.
Yeah, so he is.
Now we're at the baseball game, and they're like, oh, we gotta win. Go C's.
And go C's. You guys are so C, we can't even handle it.
And we're back at the Sanzu River, and Xandrid's passed out on medicine. They really should have edited that a little bit better, but... because he's clearly fucking drunk off his
ass. Now they're teaching kids to drink cold medicine until they turn into Xandrin. It's Plan Xandrin. Get drunk.
Xandrin sounds like a drug. So
it does.
The kid's on his way home, and me and Kevin, like, stalk him, and they're like, oh, can we talk to you about the Nylock? And the kid's like, huh? And he's like, the monster. And they're like, oh. He's like, I don't want to talk about it. And he just, like, runs away. Stupid little fucking kid. So, like, we need to watch him. So they find a convenient park bench that's right in front of his house. And so they hang out here while the kid's staring at his baseball shit. Then Kevin talks about his dreams of being an Olympic kabuki dancer, I mean swimmer. And how he was so awesome and almost at the Olympics. And Mia's like, oh, you just missed your dream. That's why you were stalking us and trying to sex us up. And he's like, yeah, of course.
But Michael's looking a little hot in that uniform, though, I have to admit.
And so, Mia goes to the Shiba house to cook, and she can't cook because Mako couldn't cook. And, I mean, obviously she couldn't cook anyway. I mean, just look at her. She doesn't know what the fuck.
But if she could, her probably pissed the coconut off some more, so.
Yeah. And so she uses her spin sword to chop up squash or whatever the fuck.
And she forgets to skin it, which is disgusting.
Yes, it's... Well, she can't cook, so it's okay.
I know, but still.
And so she comes back to Kevin, who was doing push-ups, so he was like, 1, 2, 3, and then Mia showed up, she's like, hi, and she's like, 5,000! And so it's like, oh, you made food for me? She's like, yeah, and they looked at it, and it's gross. It honestly looks like a giant vomited in a bowl.
A giant? She just fucked into a giant. Blah! Thank you.
And she's like, I made it for you because you were nice to me. And he's like, oh, okay. And so he throws it away. And she's like, oh, you made it so fast. Yeah, you're a dumbass. And so now she's sleeping on him. And he's like, fuck yeah, I finally did it. And then the kid runs out with his baseball shit and throws it in the garbage. And the nylon is like... the nylon's got like a fucking marijuana leaf at the end of his spear. I just noticed that. And so the kid throws his shit away, and they're like, why'd you throw your shit away? And he's like, because the monster said I could have things that I wanted if I threw my stuff away. Because the kid's a moron, and he's hiding his accent, except I don't think he is. I think he just talks funny.
He needs to keep his accent on the leash. He's like, Nayo.
Nayo. So,
better than the Dino Thunder kid, though.
So apparently, I don't know whether it's actually said it yet because the episode's on mute and I don't remember what the order of things happened, but apparently if he threw away his baseball equipment, then he could see his dad who was in the military. The Shinkenger version of the episode, the kid had to give away his baseball stuff because he wanted to see his dead grandpa, but apparently he didn't have to give away his baseball stuff. He had to, like, jump off a roof or something. It was really strange. He had to, like, jump off a roof and break his legs so he couldn't participate in a game or something. It was really sadistic.
Yeah.
But, so they watched the garbage man, like, throw his shit away, except apparently he doesn't throw his shit away. I don't really know. And so the kid runs away. They transform and takes 5,000 hours, even though there's only two of them. They're like, Rangers together! I'm like, there's only two of you!
I know.
And so they get blown into the forest, despite that being the opposite direction of where they were standing, but it's time to use Shinkenger footage.
They get blown into Shinkenger footage. And then they proceed to fight the stock
and
footage.
You can tell because the forest is now really ugly compared to the really pretty forest they were in front of. But, so they fight, and then they activate their weapons. So we have the Fire Smasher, which I actually like because I always made fun of the Recodizanto because it has no fucking blade. That's the shittiest blade ever. The wood spear is the forest spear, so what a surprise there. These are all pretty much almost fairly direct weapon names. The land slicer turned into the earth slicer. The water arrow is the hydro bow, and the heaven fan is the sky fan. So those are the weapons. They all do their super cool attacks and cheesy one-liners. They summon the Megazord. They go mega mo... blue and pink, rather, go mega mode, and the dragon, like, picks up the turtle and fire breath, or dragon breath, rather, and I'm like, dragon sword use dragon breath. It's super effective. Turtle sword use tackle. And
rapid spin.
Rapid. Well, he just kind of drops on his face. So.
Okay.
And so then the others mega mode, and they form the Megazord, and then they beat it. Really, that's all there really is to that.
Oh, you got to beat. Okay.
Some complicated thing about a dragon leap and a turtle smash or something. And the turtle pops off and smashes into him and cuts him up. I don't really know what was going on there.
Ew.
But they win. Obviously, because they're the fucking Power Rangers. That's what they do up in here.
They
so now we're at the baseball game, and the kid's sitting there being all sad-faced because he's a moron and threw his shit away. He's staring at the stupid little baseball keychain his dad gave him. He's like, oh, why'd I do this? I'm such a fuckface. And so the coach comes up and said, I think this is your shit.
Hey, fuckface.
Garbage man gave it to me and said that some little fuckface threw it in the garbage, and I figured it was you.
Because you're the only fuckface on this team.
He's like, oh, thank you. And he's like, no, go get out there and shit. And so
apparently,
the Rangers are at the baseball game for some reason. And so Jane gets out his laser phone and writes the kanji for memory, I think. And hits the kid with it, and then his dad that's in the military shows up, and he's all like, you can win and shit. He kind of looks like Sky a little bit, but and he's all happy face, and then he goes out there, and Mike's all like, how'd you do that? And he's like, because I'm the Red Ranger, bitch, and what?
Actually, he said, I use my zombie powers.
Zombie powers.
I'm from Never, so...
And then... Heaven's tries one last time to sex me up, and he's like, we made a good team. We can do anything together, you know, in bed, maybe. He's like, there he is right now, and the kid's out there. He hits a home run, and Bulk wants to catch it, but then Spike goes in front of him and then gets hit in the head, and then Bulk catches him and then just throws him out of the way.
Like Chris Matthews did Ellen DeGeneres.
Yep.
Same proportions and everything.
See, Bulk groped my boob right here, and then he just threw me aside.
When he was done with me.
And so they're all cheering for the kid, and then it ends, even though we've got a ton of... Oh, that's because... Oh, it's next Sunday. So next Sunday we have the Beetle Blast Megazord.
Beetle Bonder! Beetle Bonder! Damn it, it's not a painting. Why is it a painting?
Beetle Bonder. We get more like TV table. I love that table.
I know. I want it.
That table's so bad. You touch it, it's all liquidy and... Yes. Well, not liquidy. It kind of, I think it's an effect. I don't think that table would actually be made of
I
water.
Hope it's liquid. But,
you guys are dumb.
So anyway, as far as the episode goes, this would have been a lot better of an episode to start with than last episode. Because at least we focused on two Rangers, and the other ones were actually in it.
Yeah, and we actually got to see them for more than 4 seconds. Got to see them for 7 seconds.
My cohorts here probably won't agree with me, but... I honestly liked it better than the Shinkenger episode, only because the Shinkenger episode didn't really make sense to me. Mostly with the whole kid jumping off a roof because he had to give up his baseball dreams or something. I
think that was partly because that's too violent for even Nickelodeon, and partly because I think that they found a better solution for quitting the baseball game than breaking your arm or whatever.
Like, I mean, I don't know what Kobayashi was thinking that he made it make the kid jump off a roof.
Can I just throw away my baseball stuff? No, I think you got to break your arm. But I mean,
it was probably like a very tiny, barely one-story roof. But, like, the kid jumps off the roof, and then, like, his pants are all red. Because apparently he cut himself, even though his pants weren't cut at all. So I really don't know how that worked. It was just... I don't know. The Shinkenger episode was really sloppy.
Yeah.
But I do have to say one thing about the Samurai episode, is that besides the music still being really good... And the choreography being okay, and just the overall HD.
Remember when Mike swung at that monster, and he totally missed, like, on purpose.
Whatever locations they're using in New Zealand for this is really, really awesome. The scenery was really pretty. I like the scene.
It really was. Brian wants to live on the lake.
It was a really pretty lake.
Brian likes Lake Titicaca.
I love Titicaca.
What? He wants to put his lair there.
Titty. So anyway, said titty. Overall, I mean, I enjoyed the episode. Like I said, I enjoyed it a little bit more than the Shinkenger one, and we'll see how they handle Beetle Blast Megazord.
Beetle Bonder!
Like, I honestly hope that was, like, a legit Beetleborgs reference, because...
It better
Saban,
be.
Saban, if that wasn't, you're just a silly little douche. You're a silly little douche anyway, but...
You're a silly little Jew. Damn it, Dawson.
My name is Brian.
Anyone know if Saban's actually little? I don't know how tall Saban is.
He probably is. He wrote the Tenga bye-bye song, apparently. Thank you, bye-bye.
Tenga, bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. You just wrote my song, you little asshole. Apparently he's like a dictator that like whips the Rangers and makes them sleep in same colored cots at the movies and doesn't pay for their hotels. That's what I hear.
Hinges pennies. That's what they do.
I hear on the street is that he's an evil dictator.
Yeah.
And he probably looks similar to the leader of Korea. But I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Okay, so I guess I'll give my thoughts. The episode felt... I mean, obviously, it's the same story as Shinkenger, but not as demented. But it felt very MMPR-ish.
It did.
Like, especially with the music and just the overall plot and dumb kid that I hated.
And you just hate kids, don't you?
He needs a frenectomy because his teeth are way too far apart. But, like, I agree that it would have been a much better episode to start. I see why they didn't, just because it was a little bit over kiddie to start. Because, like, I mean, it sounds like a joke, but... iCarly episodes are more mature than this one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not like, joking.
I think iCarly episodes are going to be more mature than most of the show.
Yeah, at least this year. But so, like, I did enjoy it more than last week's, just for the fact that it still feels a little bit out of place, just because I feel like, even though I know what's going on because it's a copy, I feel like I was dropped into the middle of this. And I don't remember who commented on it. It was one of the boards where people were like, oh, gee, he's sad about having to leave his profession to become a samurai. Wish we could have seen that.
Yeah.
And as far as the actors go, I don't think that... What's his name? Najiji?
Najiji something or another.
He kind of bothered me in this episode. Partner. Like, his acting wasn't very good.
Like, no offense to him at all, but... His acting is probably the weakest out of all of them.
Yeah, it was really was bad.
Wait, who were we talking about? I forgot.
Blue.
Kevin.
You.
Oh, okay.
You're
I just
horrible
heard Nagini and I went off in the Harry Potter world. I'll all Expelliarmus.
Things Jedimon does when he thinks no one's listening.
But yeah, like, his ADR is really bad, and like, I mean, he was okay acting wise. It's just his, I guess, just the way he was presenting his lines.
Yeah, and even like, a couple acting parts were a little bit funny.
Yeah.
And his hair looks like it's put on. Like, if he strains his face too much, the little hair piece is going to come off. I don't know. That's just that I'm judging his appearance, though.
I didn't know he had hair.
You just don't like him because he's black.
My God. I'm just saying his acting wasn't the best out of him. And Red's just...
Yeah, you're saying because he's black.
Well, Red's got a skull face.
Skull, man.
Yes, he just creeps me out still a little bit, but it was a much better episode, and I actually enjoyed it a lot more because it felt...
Oh, that's what you meant by Skullman. I was thinking Jamie. Nice Grum.
No, it felt Nice Grum is Nice Grum. Jamie's Skullman.
Because Grum looks kind of like a skull, so I was just assuming.
I was just going to say that I enjoyed it more because it felt more nostalgic, and I really enjoy the score and everything. But, yeah.
Speaking of Dark Blaze, I think, tweeted some YouTube links that had some of the background music.
Oh, that's neat. But I can't wait to see Beetle Bonder Beetle Blasts. Like the Shinkeno holds out his hand and goes, Beetle Bonder! And then they turn into the Beetle Blaster Megazord.
And then Beetle becomes a shield. Oh, wait, no, it doesn't.
Okay, I hope they put, like, the Kabuto disc on the spin sword and go, Beetle Blast, and spin it.
That'd be awesome. If they did that, I would die a happy man. In 2012.
I would do it.
Or
I,
May.
I hope there's Beetleborg references abound in the next episode.
I hope
be
so.
Hilarious.
They need to have Matthew Lawrence guest star also an episode about the Samurizer. Like in the bloopers, like in that one with Drake where he just shows up, hey Megan, where's mom and dad? Like they're like, get Samurizer! And then he just comes in, what? It's time to go? You're going to Samurize? Oh, good times. Mm-hmm. So yeah... I heard that it got better ratings than the other slot.
Oh, yeah, dude, I forgot to mention this in the last episode. I got really pissed. I closed the window. The premiere episode got 2.4 or 2.8-ish around there 2 point whatever million viewers, mm-hmm. Which was pretty good, but the Sunday episode got 3.1 million.
Well, that's because on the last one was competing with Chuck.
Well, exactly. Like, the Monday at 8 was competing against normal prime time. So, like, a lot of the parents, like, wouldn't let their kids watch the TV because they're watching whatever they watch. Chuck.
This is why you do if you do for your kids like I had, which is give them a TV in their own room and say, go in and watch TV.
Exactly. I mean, they're premiering the new episodes on Sunday. Sunday at 12, actually. So, I mean, it's a Sunday, the kids wake up, they turn the TV on, they sit in front of it, and that's pretty much all they do the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and it's bracketed, at least right now, it's bracketed between two SpongeBob episodes. Kids eat that shit up. So they'll turn it
kids
on.
Kids eat my shit.
I think they said the SpongeBob episode got like 3.6 million, and Samurai got 3.1, so they carried like 80% of the viewer base from the first episode of SpongeBob over to Samurai, so... a lot of people were bitching that Sunday would be a very, really, very, very, really bad.
Very, exactly.
A terrible time slot for it to premiere in, but it's actually probably one of the best time slots it could possibly premiere in for ratings.
If they can keep this up, yeah.
Yeah. Although they could also easily do it on Friday when they do their new iCarly stuff and just promote the shit out of it. Yeah. The new Samurai special, the Beetle Blaster. Like, just every episode's a special. They promote the shit out of this stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah,
so, okay. Like, yeah, we'll see what the ratings are like for next week's episode. I mean, as long as they keep it up, I mean, it's in good shape. So, the yeah, toys are selling well too. So,
are they?
Most after of the, it like slowly trickles out of my stores.
Because I was at my Target and Walmart the other day, and they didn't sell very much. But I don't
like
know.
The figures seem to be selling good. The bikes don't seem to be selling at all.
Oh, those Automorph things sell like shit.
The Automorph things. Like, the only thing I really see get sold is, like, Megazords and the figures. Like, the Megablades aren't really selling too well either.
Poor Megablades.
Because they're $25.
Yeah, it's $25 for a sword. For $5 more, they can get a giant robot. So, I can understand why.
For the same price, you can get a video game.
This is true.
Just saying.
So, I mean, it's a bad little, like, area for toys anyway, so...
Yeah.
They're doing all right.
They're doing all right. They'd have done better if they would have started with a pilot.
Yeah, like, they keep tweeting that thing. It's like, people ask a question, they're like, all be revealed, except they put a zero in between, like, the L and the E. Or, like, a giant capital O or something. It's like, revealed. Like, people thought it was a typo, but then they kept doing it.
It's so just an automated
they don't
response.
Know whether it means like episode 10 is going to be our origin story, or.
I don't know. People are reading too much into stuff.
More of O's are going to get involved? I don't know.
It's clearly going to be a team up between O's and Power Rangers Samurai.
They're like, oh, it could be episode 10 is our origin story, or, you know, the origin story is just episode 0 and they're going to air it as a movie.
Oh, God. Two versions, one with two different legendaries.
Yeah.
Alright, now it's time for ramble time. Best Wishes is still Jank!
Still motherfucking Jank!
Well, we do have who's that Pokemon?
Yes, Boner.
It's Pidgey.
No, it's a P-Dove.
Who the fuck's
who's
a P-Dove?
Who's that Pokemon? It's Piplup.
It's Piplup.
It's Oshawott.
What the fuck is
damn
an Oshawott? It. Ah!
Team Rocket was brainwashed. That was a creepy scream.
But yeah, scared. Black and White premiered, and it's
go Pokeball. Throw his hat.
It's
wait, no,
throw
his hat.
Throw his hat. That didn't work.
It stayed pretty close to the Japanese, so...
Yeah, catches Iris's hair. What?
I enjoyed it. But
it was really good.
Sometime when we don't ramble on for like 8 million hours, we'll be able to talk
yeah,
a little bit about Pokemon.
The Tamashii show kind of killed us this episode.
Yeah, it really did.
And then the Ghost Ager discussion, the show wrap up, too.
Yeah, Ghost Ager lasted a while, and then we kind of went on about Samurai.
So for Pokemon
there,
fans...
I hope you fuckers are happy we talked about Ghost Ager finally.
I reviewed Ben 10, and I paid, I don't know, something there. But we'll talk about Pokemon at some point, when we have time.
That's why he had to push Sarah away for those Ben 10 things, so that way he wouldn't get snatched up again.
Like, I'd say we can do it next week, except we're probably going to talk a long while about
Gokaiger.
Gokaiger, so...
Because we'll just be like, jizzing everywhere, and Brian making that weird noise that just creeps me out. Oh god, don't do it! Don't do it! Oh god, Kevin's adding to it with gorilla noises. Kevin's, I mean, Brian's gonna flip you if you're a gorilla.
Good times around. So, final thingies.
Got a thingy, it's not.
That is so old. After 40 episodes, really?
Yep.
Really?
Oh, really?
We're only 12 episodes away from a year anniversary.
Yes, and we missed our anniversary, Brian.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
You didn't even send me flowers.
I love you so much.
You're a cheating pig.
I sent her flowers.
Oh my god!